away right now, Father, asking that you.
I'm broadcasting live on
Blog Talk Radio.
We bind the devil right now in the name of Jesus. We bind every voice of Satan that turns to hear this word going out to the lungs, going out to the neck here, Father, going out to the blinded eye, Father. But Father, we speak those words and see that they're doing work. Their ears to be open to hear the word of God. Their eyes to be open to see the word of God. And they have a heart to receive the word of God. And Father, we loose these angels that you came to us to go before us, Father, to make this pathway straight. Father, your word is a path, Father, to the righteous, Father. Draw these souls to your righteous path that they may say, I need thee in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, bless us right now according to your will. And Lord, we give you the glory. In all the things, Father, we give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Lord, let me move on first.
All right.
I flow with the man of God. I do. I don't know. That's the way the Lord has it. I revelate that way.
Yeah.
Just do me that way. Yeah, I hear
it.
Hello?
Hello, hey.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are here again tonight, this Friday night. We just want to give God the glory. We want to thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do. We just pray for each and every person that's listening on the radio tonight. It's just a blessing to be here, as I said. You know, I was listening. I want to share some things with you. I was listening to the radio to TV today. And I seen where a young couple was on there, and they were saying that CPS had told them if they divorced, they would give them their children back. I want to just let people know that we have enemies in the camp. There's enemies in the camp, and we need to pray. We need to come together. We need to stick together and begin to pray for each other and each other's household. And as a family of faith, we just need to pray that God will expose those enemies and remove them from people's houses and out of their lives, keeping them in bondage and slavery. It's just another slavery thing going on with Satan just trying to take over. So we gotta pray. We gotta come together and pray. But tonight we're excited. We just give God the glory. We thank God. We have Evangelist Allen with us here tonight. We're so thankful to God's people who are committed to giving his word, and we just give God the glory for that. We have Minister Bridget with us tonight, and, man, we're going to have an exciting time, and they're going to bring the word and enlighten us on some things. So we just want to give God the glory for that tonight, and I'm going to turn you over to Ms. Evangelist Allen and let him bless us.
Amen.
Amen. Once again, we thank the Lord once again for another opportunity that God has allocated on this side of life in us talking to and encouraging a world in the airways about the Word of God. Truly, this is a day that God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Because without the making of this day, we don't know where we would be. But we do thank the Lord for it, because without God, nothing. We wouldn't even be existent without him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you today, if I may, about being prosecuted for righteousness' sake. A lot of the times that we find ourselves being prosecuted and we get ourselves in an uproar of complacent of being prosecuted for righteousness' sake. Amen?
Amen.
But if you just go to your word in the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, I want to talk to you about the 11th and the 12th verse. And we have an example over here in the book of Acts, also in the 5th chapter. I think it starts around the 15th verse, where the apostles, they were speaking in the name of Jesus, and the Pharisees compelled them and beat them not to preach in their name. But a lot of times, as us being Christians, you know, and living a righteous life, we know that the Bible is right. And in the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse number 11 and 12, the word of God is saying today, it says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and prosecute you and say all evil, all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. The 12th verse says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so prosecuted they the prophets which were before you. We have to remember, world out there, to the believer, we have to remember that even though you're in this world today, and a lot of us don't like to suffer for righteousness' sake because we start complaining, we start murmuring, we start grumbling, we start murmuring about situations. But when you're living all that you know, all that you're being, when your mind is stayed on the Lord, you should rejoice. Not go home with your head being down. You should rejoice because of what Jesus is doing the talking. He's saying, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Because when you're doing the will of God and you're showing the love to a person that don't know the Lord, when you're showing love to a boss that's constantly ridiculing you, watching that every second that you try to make it to work on time and you're there way before time and he's watching the clock, making sure that he's just looking at your dog, bird dogging you, so to speak. When you're doing all that you know how and you're still getting prosecuted, when you're still getting talked about, you're still being ridiculed, we have to realize that the Bible is saying, rejoice because great is your reward. Where? In heaven. Because sometimes in this life we get so complacent to what the world is doing out the church, outside your home, outside your life and your relationship with God, you start acting like the world. Start murmuring, saying that I'm gonna get me a lawyer to do this here. I'm gonna take off this here religious robe and I'm gonna put on the old man. But that's not the way that God is telling us to be. He's telling us to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. This is the reason why that God called you to be a saint, so that you can rejoice and show the glory and the goodness of God in you. You have to be a light to a dark world. It's imperative that you realize who you are and whose you are. It's imperative that you realize that Jesus has already forewarned us that people were going to hurt you because he said this here. You have to understand that the world hated you, men hated Jesus before they hated you. You have to understand that Jesus came down not to judge the world, but to save the world from its sin. And they hated him for it. Yes, the Pharisees knew about Jesus coming, the Messiah, but they didn't think that he would come in a lowly state that he did come in. And it's the same as us. When we've been called out of the world and called into the righteousness of God, been called and you heard the voice of the Lord thy God saying, come out from among them and be separated. This is the road that you're now living. You're living a road of suffering, but in living this road of suffering, it's important that you understand that this road of suffering requires that you rejoice. The reason why is because Christ has already paid the price for your sins. The reason why is because though he did not owe this his sin, but you owed it, he paid your price for your sin. The reason why is because you're heavenly bound, where all of your tears will be washed away. The reason why is because the thing that you now have is only a borrowed time, and your great reward, your home is in heaven. The Bible talks about there's mansions in heaven, and my Father's house are many mansions. Can you imagine a house having many mansions in it? That's a big house.
Yeah.
It's important that you realize that you need to rejoice when men say all manner of things against you, even in the church.
Yeah.
It's important that you realize that this relationship is a one-on-one with a living Savior, Jesus Christ. And as you build this relationship, as you walk with God, as you hear him, as you lay down and you prostrate yourself, as you get on your knees before you go to bed, and you get on your knees after you get up in the morning time, and you build this relationship with God by saying thanksgiving with him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting me see this day. I thank you for letting me see the ending of this day. Thank you for taking me through this day. It's all about a relationship building with Jesus. That's why the word is saying, it says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and prosecute you. Some of you are being prosecuted, but you think you got your head down low. Some of you still battling situations in your life, but you have your head down low. But you got to realize whose you are. The Bible talks about that you are bought with a price. And since you are bought with a price, you need to rejoice. Because you've been bought with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way when you're going through that you find yourself looking down, and how can your reward be great in heaven if you're looking down? How can your reward be great in heaven when you're not being exceedingly joyful because you didn't do anything wrong? We get this confused sometimes. That's why I thank God for the word, because in our prosecution, yes, the bills may be more than the money that you're making, but the Bible is saying you still need to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, because you know the reason why? Is because he's still allowing you to pay some of these bills.
Amen.
You have to be wise with your money.
Amen.
You have to be wise steward of what God is giving you.
Right.
Even if it's beans in the refrigerator, beans on the counter, beans in the cabinet, you still have to be wise in what you're doing. You have to be wise stewards of weather. Why? It's because it's always going to come to another way. God is always going to make another way.
Amen.
He has so many different ways that can bless you that you can't even think of. It can come to you through your ridicule boss. It can come through your hateful neighbor. It can come in all kinds of ways. That's why you need to be exceedingly joyful, as the Bible said. Raise your head. Don't look down. Like, and a lot of people used to think that just because you're rich that you need to be poor. They used to think that if you ain't poor, you can't go to heaven. Well, that's a lie from the pit of hell.
Amen.
When you get your priorities straight on Jesus first, then money won't be the root of your evil. Money will be a commodity where you can help those that's less fortunate than you. Because you know why? You cannot take your money with you.
Mm.
A lot of you have seen the thing that just because you see all of these actors, these baseball players, football, basketball players, these stars making all this money, having big homes and everything, that they are just gung-ho on helping people. But you have to remember, the tree is known by the fruit that it bears. Now, why in the world would I be living for the world and saying that I'm a Christian and I'm acting like the world? You have to be mindful of whose you are. The Bible is saying when they ridicule you, like they ridiculed Tim Tebow, he went right on. He went right on and took it patiently, but he rejoiced. He didn't hang his head down. You have to be strong in knowing whose you are, because this is the bottom line of it. The bottom line of it is this. You don't know how much time that you have. Why am I going to hang my head to living all that I know for a true and living Savior? My reward is low on this earth. The Bible says, I don't care about this earth. I care about where I'm going. Jesus doesn't care about your past. He cares about where you're going. The relationship that you're trying to build with Jesus Christ is precious as a jewel that's been found in the field. When you find him, you want to hold on to him at all costs. Sometimes it requires that you leave your family alone. Sometimes it requires that you leave your friends alone. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. It means that you've been called out.
Amen.
And being called out is for a purpose that God can get the glory in your life. Amen. So you have to understand that when men prosecute you and say all manner of things against you, and you're doing all that you know how for the Lord,
Yes. They
will always bring up your past. I remember you used to do that. Well, yes, I did. But now I'm living for the Lord.
Amen.
You have to understand whose you are and who you're living for. Because us church believers, sometimes we get it confused about this suffering road. This we are on a road of suffering. It's important to you to understand. He says, they that live as Christ must suffer prosecution. I didn't write it in there, but it's in there. It's important that you realize where you're going. It's important that you realize things are going to happen in your lifetime that you have no control of. But how you come out of it, guess who's going to get the glory? Because when God brings you out, and you know he brought you out, you're going to give God all the glory.
Amen.
No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems,
You're going to give God all the glory. And guess what? You're going to be joyful and exceedingly joyous because the Bible says great is your reward in heaven, that where moth does not rust out your things and thieves do not break in. You have a reward there in heaven that God has already prepared for you. But you have to realize, stop holding your head down when men are saying things against you. Just because you don't have the money to apply for what the kids are needing doesn't mean that you have to hold your head down. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is trust. All you have to do is be joyful. Sometimes the Bible says in this theory, it says, when you don't have any joy, you can leap for joy. You can leap for joy. You can leap your situation according to your faith. You can bring the blessings of God down upon your life when you start praising him. The Bible says when the praises go up, the blessings of the Lord come down. A lot of us seem to think that when you start suffering for things that's not your fault, and others around you, they say like they said in Job's friend, he said, you've done something wrong, Job. All this can't happen to you at one time. You must have done something wrong. We have examples all in the Bible about people doing things right. Joseph did things right in Potiphar's house and still got sent to prison. But still, God brought him out.
Amen.
And elevated him second to the Pharaoh. We have so many examples that Jesus is telling us today. He says, when men shall revile you and say all men are evil against you for my name's sake. Look, that tells us if they're standing for his name's sake, these are Christian folks, for God's sake. So-called Christian folks telling you about yourself for Jesus' name's sake, and you know you haven't done anything wrong. That's why you can be rejoiceful. You can joy in the Lord. And guess what? It is your strength. Be happy. Hold your head up. Keep looking to Jesus. Peter was downcast when he denied Jesus 3 times. Went out there and wept bitterly, but guess what? When Jesus woke up from the grave, he said, and go tell Peter. Go tell Peter. And so it's important that somebody is telling you, hold your head up. If you don't know Jesus out there in radio land, this is a great opportunity for you to know the living Savior Jesus. Because you've probably been downtrodden. Your family probably don't want anything to do with you. You're probably a drunk. You probably have a drug habit, whatever they may be. Whatever you have, the cure is Jesus.
Amen.
The remedy is Jesus. I'm not telling you to go down there to Jenny Craig. I'm asking you to, when you need a deliverance with no side effects, that's Jesus.
Amen.
When you need a blessing without being ridiculed, the answer is Jesus. And Jesus is saying, when men say all manner of things against you, and they will, and they are calling for his name's sake, the Bible is saying, be exceedingly joy. You can get to know Jesus today. I don't want to get off this phone right now at this second without introducing Jesus to your life. Whatever that you're going through, whatever that you find yourself in, whatever kind of situation that you find yourself in, you just may have been kicked out of your apartment. You may have been hearing this on the radio for the first time. You may have just been lost your job. You may have just lost your significant other. But the answer is Jesus. Jesus can comfort you. Jesus can bring you out. Jesus can deliver you. There's nothing too hard for God. One of my favorite scriptures in encouraging you to look to Jesus is when Sarah and Abraham were without a child, and these angels came to Abraham, and they asked, where is Sarah? And Abraham directed, he said, she's in the tent. And the angel told Abraham, God told him, he says, by this time of life, Sarah should have a son. And she started laughing inside the tent. But the striking thing is God said, wherefore did Sarah laugh? And Sarah said she did not laugh. But what's important came afterwards. God turned to Abraham and he said these words, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Whatever that you're going through, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. After all, God has allowed you for him to get the glory.
Amen.
Your life
is a vessel to be used as unto the Lord. No matter what you put yourself through, by being a prodigal son, by being a drug addict, by being a bad father, bad mother, whatever that your case may be that makes you be shameful of yourself, God, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. I'm telling you what I know to encourage you. If you just call upon him with all of your heart, when I call out on the name of Jesus, I'm calling him with all of my heart. I'm not holding anything back. God knows it from my heart. When I call on Jesus, I'm calling him with all of my heart, and I'm begging you today, I'm exalting you today to call on Jesus from the bottom of your heart. And the Bible has said that when you call on him, he will answer. Give your life to Jesus before it's too late. You don't know how much time that you have. It's important that you understand that people are dying all the time. Right now, as we speak, and people are dying. And they may have been doing the same thing you've been doing. You don't know. But God spared your life, and here you are, still don't want to give him your soul. Give Jesus your life today. I beg of you today, while the blood is still running warm in your veins, you will never regret having a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Amen.
You will never regret when you lay down at night and God is saying, I'm there for you. I'm right beside you, watching over you, protecting you, ensuring you that I am who I am. God is who he is. Jesus is who he is. He's the creator of everything that exists in our being.
Amen.
Without Jesus, nothing, we wouldn't even exist. The thoughts that you may be having, Jesus created them. Every situation, every feeling that you have, Jesus created them. But this is the time that you can be exceedingly joyful because you have given your life to God and your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I beg of you today to give your life to Jesus. You will not regret it. Matter of fact, I want to welcome you into the family.
Amen.
The family of Abraham, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sister Bridget, Sister Dolores, and Kevin. We welcome you, and Dr. Hunter, we welcome you into the family in the name of Jesus. You have a great family. You have a great family that loves you, that all you have to do is call. You would not be denied. When you're feeling yourself low, you can call. When you feel yourself discouraged, you can call. When you feel yourself in the decision, at the valley of indecision, you can call, and we're going to go to the Bible and see what the Bible says about it. Because the word won't lie. Every word of the God in the Bible is yea. You can get every blessing that God has already promised you.
Amen.
And then on the top of that, he will give you the desires of your heart when you delight yourself in it. And in delighting yourself in it, this is how you do it. You be exceedingly joyful of who you are in Christ. Your faith makes you joyful in Christ, and it's been dealt to you. Be exceedingly joyful. Don't worry about what people think. Worry about what God thinks about you.
Amen.
Worry about where you're going.
Amen.
Don't worry about your past. Sometimes God will send you back home like he sent the prodigal son home. But guess what? He came back a different man.
Amen.
He didn't come back the same way. He came back a different person, and his friends recognized that he was a different person. Give your life to Jesus. This is a time where you can rejoice. Because you don't know what the next 5 minutes is going to be. I don't know. But I know one thing. I done given my life to Jesus, and I'm not going back.
Amen.
I'm going all the way. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. And my number that you can reach me at is 409-998-3801. You can call any time for prayer. When you're feeling discouraged, we got to see what the Word say about it. There's an answer in the Word of God. 409-998-3801. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we lift up these souls right now that you already know. Father, we bind the works of the enemy that tries to steal the word before it's implanted in their heart. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this present world, wickedness in high places, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus.
the authority has been given us. He says, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Father, according to Psalms 103:20, we loose this angel that's been kept about every one of these souls because your word says you shall give your angels charge over them to keep them lest they dash our foot against a stone. Father, we're lifting up these souls right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, that your angel will perform what you've already predestined that angel to perform over these souls right now. And Father, guess what? We give you the glory. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We just give God the glory for the word tonight. If there's anyone that needs prayer, please call and we will pray with you. We just thank God. Anyone thirsty? Anyone
here?
Is anyone thirsty? You can come and drink without money.
Amen.
Yeah.
Is it the storehouse? Come and drink. Is anyone thirsty? We just thank God for the word tonight. We give God all the glory and praise and honor for him allowing us to be here tonight again, fellowshipping one by one and all together in unity for not just ourselves but for others as well. And we thank God for that. And we wanna just welcome anyone that would like to come into the body of faith and begin to just seek God with all their heart. And know that God is ready and willing to receive you. He's willing. If you're tired, and you want a new life, just come to Christ. If you're hungry and thirsty, come and take a drink tonight. You're going to find out that this is real. He is true. God is really true. We can testify to that, each and every one of us. We have testimonies, you know. So we want everyone that's listening. If you want prayer, please do call. And tonight we're going to, we just thank God for that word. We really do it. It just blesses us each and every time that we hear a word from God, a true word. You know, the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And we just thank God. By faith we receive all of everything that God has bestowed upon us tonight. And we want to thank God for that. Right now we're going to turn you over to Sister Bridget and allow her to give us the word from up on high from the Lord. So we just ready. We so ready to receive.
Yes, we are so
ready to receive, and we hope that you all are ready to receive. Everything that God is allowing to go forth tonight, we receive by faith. Because we're seeking him out.
Right.
We're seeking him for his truth and his righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
We just believe tonight that the Lord is going to bless each and every one of us because we're receiving these words by faith tonight, and we just thank God for it. And right now we're going to turn you over to Sister Bridget. If I can turn this to Luke, because I tell you what, this faith thing is just taking a hold of me, and I can't hardly let go of it myself. You know, I want to share it with everybody else. I want to share it with you. But I'm going to turn you over to Sister Bridget and let her give us a word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that help for us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I'm thankful for tonight. I'm thankful to the Lord for what he's doing in all of our lives.
Yes.
Because truly, this is a blessing from on high.
Yes,
I just thank God that he called us out. He sought us out. He, and I was thinking about when the man of God said just a minute ago, he said, when Peter, you know, he was downcast. Because, you know, he had denied Jesus 3 times. And, you know, tonight the Lord is coming for the downcast. You know, he's calling you to come in. He's telling you, hey, he's saying, woman, hey, man, come on. Come to me. All you women, ladies that have heavy burdens, come to me, and I will give you a drink of this living water. Tonight we just come to the Lord. We, you know, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. Let him come. Let him come. To God be the glory. Oh, to God be the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord God, for calling us according to your word and your purpose for our life in Jesus' name to speak tonight to your people. Father, none of us but all of you be glorified. Lord, I decrease that you may increase. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that, Father, glory, that you begin to revelate your words, oh God, to your people tonight. I pray that you anoint every heart, every mind, anoint the eyes of our hearts tonight, anoint the eyes of our ears tonight, Lord God, let us hear from on high, Father God, what you have, purpose and plan for your people's life in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, let your mouth of wisdom be with my mouth to speak right things, excellent things come from the open of my mouth, that it may nurture life to the hearers in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that fill my lips with your knowledge, that it may drop like dew on the hearts of the people. Lord God, that they may receive the true word of God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you tonight. I plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, on the lives and the hearts and the minds of all those who are here tonight, they will come running with faith, say, what must I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, we come to cry tonight. Lord, God, you say, spare not, but cry out. And, Lord, we cry out tonight, Lord, with our faith tonight. We come, Lord God, with our faith to draw from the wells of life. Because, Father, it's by faith, Lord God, that we receive the promise from on high. In the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Demonstrate your righteousness in our life and through our life tonight, Father God. Father, I pray that you be glorified, that you get all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Hunter, Lord God, that you have put your spirit in his heart, and you have given him a hunger and thirst for the things of righteousness. Lord God, he have a hunger, Lord God, to see your people saved, their soul to be saved, Lord God. Father, I thank you for Dr. Hunter, that you continue to strengthen his body, strengthen his faith and his heart, Lord God, to be able to stand in faith in the gap and to intercede for others, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless his radio station, bless his family, and bless his home, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, just bless him whatever he's standing in need of tonight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you manifest it, Lord God. Let it be a suddenly, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank and we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today I was contemplating. I say, Lord, I'll come to you because the Bible told us to come to Jesus. Jesus is the life. And I know that when we get to the well and we have some faith, we can draw.
Amen.
And you don't have to have a whole lot. You just need one mustard seed. You just need one word.
Amen.
Amen. One word to get you in if you believe it by faith. Jesus is the doorkeeper. He's the gatekeeper. And he will let you in with his word. If you come and, you know, and he see your heart and you really seek in him and want an answer from the Lord and you want your needs met or whatever you're going through in your life, your situation, if you come to the gate, if you come to the door, Jesus will let you in. No mean will he turn you aside if you come with faith.
Amen.
That's the only way you can enter in. You got to enter in with your faith. Amen? Because your faith is your connection between heaven and earth. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. To God be the glory. Tonight we're going to be talking about the blessing upon his people's life.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. I want to go to Numbers. I don't have my glasses. I lost my glasses on yesterday. I went to the store. I went back to the place where the Lord bless my son to get an appointment. I went over there and asked, did I leave him there? They said, no, ma'am, you didn't leave me here. I said, well, Lord, I'm just going to go on and trust you. That's why he said, have this word in your heart because you never know. Well, Lord, call on you. And you ain't got your glasses, you go. In Jesus' name. The God we just have in my heart. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. So tonight, Brother Allen has his Bible. You got the New Living King.
Yeah, King James.
King James, that's fine. But you may have to tell me what's good. Because I like to go to the scriptures. I like to take my time and just go to the scriptures and let you see it with your own eyes, let you come to the well and where you could see the word.
Amen.
And it'll clean out the eye gate, and then you can believe for yourself.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Numbers 23 and 20, it was talking about the man of God. It was talking about he had received a command from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I want to start at 19, and it was saying, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he not said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot revert.
Amen.
So we know tonight, whatever God speaks and whatever he commands a thing, Jesus is the commander chief. He is the word. He's the one speaking. He's this prophet. God sent him to bless his people. And Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundant to the fullest, to the running over. And the prophet in this particular scripture, the Lord told him to bless the people. And we know, if you read the story about this particular scripture, it was saying that Balak, he wanted Balaam to go and to curse God's people. And, you know, we have a devil that want to curse God's people. But when you know who you are in Christ, then the devil can't curse you because Romans
And the one says, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the blessing.
Oh, I just have a good time tonight. I just say, I'm getting all in my bones. Thank you, Jesus, to God. Oh, he wants to be blessed. We are blessed by the word of God. And so, therefore, when Jesus blesses us, no man can curse what God has blessed. I don't care what kind of situation you go through with. I don't care what the enemy or what people saying to you or what people trying to do to you or even your own household. And people that don't understand where you are in your faith, if you don't have no faith, let me encourage you that the Lord said you could come to him just as you are. But you have to come in by faith. Amen. You have to believe on his word, as the scriptures say. That's why it's important for you to hear what the word of God says so you can believe in it. Amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But how can they hear without a preacher? Somebody got to preach it on the housetop. And tonight we hear the preacher on the housetop so you can receive your faith. Amen. So you can see the just thing that you're asking God and seeking God for. Amen. A lot of people say, well, I don't go to church. I don't, my life is messed up. God will take me the way I'm to kill people. I'd have shot folks. I'd have raped people. I'd have done this. I'd have done that. But let me tell you something. There's no sin that's greater than what Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He died that you may have life and have it more abundant. He died by his precious blood. He shed his blood that you may have a right to the tree of life. So tonight, everybody is included. Anybody can come to the well. Anybody can come to the water and drink tonight. You don't have to have money because you might say, well, I haven't paid my tithes. Let me tell you something. It ain't going to be by your tithes. It's going to be by your faith. Amen? So don't worry about your money. If you ain't got no good, because guess what? You come to get Jesus. When you get Jesus, then he's going to supply whatever you need. Amen? Whatever you need in your life, he's going to supply. So let's get Jesus first, and then Jesus, the blesser, will bless you what you need. Amen? So you can give what he asks you to give when he asks you to give it. Amen? Yes. Give what you have, not what you don't have. God don't want you to give groceries. He wants you to give, according to what God has blessed you with.
Right.
You know? Because he don't want you to be lacking either.
Amen.
So don't worry about, you don't have any money to give. You just seek the Lord, and the Lord will bless you, and he will reward you. And when you did it, to seek him with your faith, amen?
Yes.
So tonight we're going to be talking about the Lord commanded the blessing upon his people. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:6. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Praise to Jesus. To God be the glory. 2 Corinthians 4:6. I'm going to read the brother out. 2 Corinthians 4:6, it said, it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. You know, it's God that commanded
Amen.
A thing.
Amen. Right.
And when God commanded a thing, can't nobody reverse what God commands.
That's right.
Because it's him that's doing it. Amen?
Right. Amen.
The devil hand is too short to box with God. So whatever God said, it is established.
Amen. That's right.
It's already established. Whatever when he's speaking, it's gonna manifest what he speaks.
Amen.
You gonna know when God is speaking because it's gonna manifest what he said.
Okay.
Cause when God spoke it came to life. Amen.
Right.
See, he's the life giver. He's the life giver. Whatever you need tonight, he will give you that life, that true life, and that is Jesus. Amen.
Right.
So it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Let's go to Genesis 1:3. Genesis 1:3. We got that established. That is God that commanded light.
Amen.
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 To shine in darkness. If you're in a situation, you say, I don't know how I'm going to come out, get you some light.
Okay.
And the light is the word. And the word a light up your pathway so you can see. So you won't be walking in darkness no more. So darkness won't be overtaking you no more. Trouble won't be overtaking you. Sin won't be overtaking you. Lack won't be overtaking you. Poverty won't be overtaking you. You know, so when you get the light of God's word, it's going to enlighten your pathway so you can see. You can see that devil and you can cut him off. You can't cut off a devil if you can't see it. You got to see that devil, what he's doing. And the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The knowledge is the light of God's glory, and the glory is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So let's get some Jesus tonight so we can kill that devil. Amen. The God be the glory. I get excited. I get excited because the joy of the Lord surely is my strength. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. So
So therefore, Genesis 1 and 3, let's see what it says. That God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. That's what I'm saying. If you got the light of God's word in your heart, and you living by faith, and you speaking God's word day in and day out, and you living by faith, guess what? Your darkness got to flee from you. It can't stay where the light is. So you got to keep the light. That's our call, to keep the light going forth, speaking God's word. And the word of God, light, will cover your enemies. Amen? And your enemy won't be able to walk and plunder you anymore. So tonight, we're talking about the commanding blessing. The blessing of the Lord is upon his people. Jesus is our commander chief. He's the one commanding things. So light will shine on our ways. Amen? That we're walking in the ways of the Lord. Amen? So let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'll just say that we are new creatures. Old man has passed away. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the old man has passed away. Sin has passed away. The Bible says in Romans 6:14, sin shall not have dominion over you. When you in Christ, sin don't have dominion over you. Therefore, sin cannot control your members anymore. Because your members do not belong to sin anymore. It belongs to Jesus. Amen? And when Jesus commands the blessings going to manifest and sin got to flee. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to, I want to go to one scripture because I want to point out something. It's Psalm 68. I want to take my time. I don't want to go too fast because, like I said, I do get excited, but I want you to get excited with me. I just don't want to get excited by myself. I have a passion. When you got a passion, you got a hunger. And when you got a hunger, you got a thirst. When you got a thirst, you got to give out what God has given you. Amen? Amen. And I know there's somebody hungry because I can feel somebody tugging in the spirit. They're so hungry and thirsty for God's righteousness. And God said, when we're hungry and thirsty for righteousness, He said, those that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. You're going to be filled. You won't be denied no good thing because you're hungry after righteousness. Amen? So, let's see. Psalm 68, praise you, Jesus. Brother Ellen, you got it?
Okay.
Read 1 and 2.
Let God arise. Let his enemies be snared. Let them also that have him before him.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. My Bible says, let God arise, let all his enemies scatter. So when you speak God's word, God's word is like fire.
Yeah.
And it burn up the wood, the flesh, the enemy, the sin, the evil perception. So when you keep speaking God's word, the enemy got to flee. He ain't going to be able to hell of you. So you got to keep speaking God's word, and you put pressure on the enemy. Because the enemy cannot stand the fire of God. And so your enemy has to depart from you. That's some darkness. So when God speaks, light come in. When you speak God's knowledge is Jesus. When Jesus come in, he removes the burden, destroy the yokes off your life. And the only way he's going to destroy the burdens off your life, you got to believe it by faith that he is who he say he is, and he could do what he said he could do. Because he said when you believe that, it comes to you for righteousness. And righteousness will look down from heaven and pour out on you blessings. The Bible says over there in Psalm, it says, mercy and truth have met together. And then it says, righteousness and peace has kissed. Now, if you want some peace in your land, you're going to have to get with righteousness. Jesus is our righteousness. Amen? He's the righteousness of God. Amen? You have to believe on the word, as the scripture says, so it can be called to you for righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was called to him for righteousness. And so when you believe by faith, then God will grant you your heart desire because you're doing it by righteousness. Amen? So therefore, let's go to Isaiah 6:1. Let's see what that says. Because this is the commanded blessing tonight. We're going somewhere. Praise you, Jesus. We're going somewhere. And I know that you want to go where the Lord is leading you to go. We all want to go where he's leading us to go because that place is a good place. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 6:1. It says, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen up on you.
Amen.
And it says, but darkness has covered the earth. Now see, watch this. The glory is going to rise upon you, but darkness is going to cover all of your enemies. Darkness, look here. When the darkness is, see, the world is so dark, it has no knowledge of Christ. Because if they had knowledge of Christ, they wouldn't be living the life that they're living. Because if they had known, the Bible says, if the Pharisees had known Jesus Christ, they would not have crucified him. But see, they didn't know the knowledge of Christ because they didn't have God in themselves. They didn't have the spirit in themselves. They just had religion in themselves. And so, therefore, they was covered with darkness. Their heart was dark. Their heart was darkened. Their mind was blinded. They couldn't see. They could see the glory that was standing before them. They didn't recognize him. And therefore, so the glory of God is written up on our lives, those that are in covenant with us, because we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus, and the promise and the blessing is sure to us. And therefore, tonight, we receive the blessing of the Lord that he has bestowed up on us. Amen? And when you receive it by faith, believe that it's done for you already. Amen? Because you believe your faith is the one receiving for you. Amen? Amen. So, therefore, it says, John, let's go to John 15 and 14. I'm trying to read with you, but I'm kind of have to 15 and 14. Jesus said, praise you, Jesus. He said, you are my friend if you do whatever I command you. So, therefore, Jesus is the one that commands you. Amen? Whatever he asks you to do, you do it. Whatever he's asking you in this hour to do, you do that. Because he said he will bless you for it. Because he's the one to give a commanding blessing upon your life when you do whatever he asks you to do. Amen? And I want to talk about the light. The light is Jesus Christ. He's the light. He's the revelator. He's the light. He is the light of the world. He said this light cannot be hidden, set up on the basket. You know, we are the light of the world. He gave us this life. He died on the cross and resurrected. Then he gave us a light. When we came and we gave our life to Christ, then the light came in us. Amen? And so, therefore, the light is his knowledge. When he gave us his knowledge, when we came to his word, we begin to meditate on that word, then the knowledge become flesh. Let's go to John 1 and 14. Let's see what he's talking about, God's knowledge. John 1 and 14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Mm-hmm. Now, I just said Jesus is the commander chief. He is the one to command the blessing. Mm-hmm. The blessing is God's glory upon your life. We're talking about Isaiah 6 and 1. See? And the word became flesh. So, therefore, you're going to have to get the word in your vessel. Right. You're going to seek the word day and night. Joshua 1 and 8 say, meditate on the word day and night. You will make your way successful. The reason why a lot of people don't have no real success in life because they don't have the word. The word is Jesus. Okay? Why I say that? Because the Bible says, John 1 and 1, it said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. But who is the word? Jesus. And it says, he was in the beginning with God. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Not Buddha, not Muhammad. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
It said, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the word tonight, you can't make nothing. You need Jesus. Jesus is the maker. He's the creator of all things. His name is Elohim. And whatever you need in life, Elohim will create it for you. But you got to get the word so he can create it for you. You need the substance. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So you got to get some substance of that faith, of that word. Because that word is eternal life. If you want some life, you got to get the eternal life. And that eternal life, his name is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Jesus tonight. Amen. Jesus is the light of the knowledge of Christ. He is the knowledge of God. Let's go to Ephesians 1 and 17. Ephesians 1 and 17. Praise you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 17. It says that the God of our Lord, thank you, Lord. I'm standing up in the chair now for sure because I'm trying to see it. Father, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may give to you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of him.
Yes. That's right.
That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling. So you can't know what the hope of your calling until you get the Father of glory to give you the spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
And revelation and knowledge of him. And when light comes in, when God's knowledge comes in, to teach you, it will show you your calling. A lot of people call themselves to the and Jesus didn't call them.
Amen.
They called themselves. They went before he called them. You understand? Because Jesus called those who he wanted. See, you got to come to the light. You got to come to the knowledge and get the knowledge in your vessel. And then the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, begin to reveal and revelate to you what your calling is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build on what he called you to do. You wait till you be doing with power from on high. Because the power comes from having a rich relationship toward Christ, toward that knowledge.
That's right.
You got to have that knowledge in your breath. You can't run empty.
That's
you got to have knowledge in your breath.
That's right.
Ain't nobody going to listen to you because I ain't going to hear you talk about guide me over. No, we already over. Ain't no more God. He's already done that for us.
Amen.
And so therefore, we have to give him all the glory and all the praise that's due to his name. That's what all he's asking us to do now is to believe on the Christ as the scriptures say.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of people don't like scripture, but let me tell you something. If you don't like the scripture, you don't like Jesus.
Yeah.
Can I just say it like that?
Amen.
If you don't like the scripture, you don't like
praise
Jesus.
Lord.
So we got to tell you what the scripture says. God is inspired by his word. He's inspired by his scriptures. So right now, that's a devil. When he say that, I know who you are when you tell me that.
Yeah.
And then I'm about to rebuke you. You have to rebuke the devil.
Amen.
And you know what? People say, well, you don't want to tell people that's in the church, you know, things like that because, you know, you can hurt their feelings. Well, let me tell you something. This ain't got to do with feelings. This got to do with his word. And the Bible, we don't care about the devil feelings. His word, that's right. That's right. Praise to Jesus. What you say, woman of God? Amen. Amen. Of course,
word
don't offend when you hear. Amen. When his knowledge, when you hear, it's gonna offend you.
That's right.
But when you're not gonna hear, it's gonna offend you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It kill you too.
Yeah,
it will kill your flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. So anyway, praise to Jesus tonight. Amen. I like feedback. I thank God that everybody get involved in this. So we all gonna come to the well of life tonight. We gonna all drink.
Amen.
Romans 6:14. Therefore, sin shall not have dominion over us. John 15:4-5. Let's go there. John 15:4-5. I like to put my eyes on because the Lord, he does me that way. When I put my eyes on, he revelates to me.
Amen.
And I love him to revelate to me because I don't want to be ignorant this hour.
Amen.
I don't want to be ignorant. John 15:4. It says, praise to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It says, abide in me.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Brother Allen.
Abide in me,
mm-hmm.
and I in you.
Mm-hmm.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself,
mm-hmm.
except it abide in the vine,
mm-hmm.
no more can ye, except ye abide in me.
Amen. Amen. So you got to abide in Jesus. You got to abide in that word. You got to abide in his knowledge.
That's right.
And the knowledge of God will bear fruit for you.
Amen.
Without the knowledge of Christ, and there will be no fruit on the vine. Because without Christ, there will be no fruit on the vine.
Right.
You got to have the knowledge of Christ to bear fruit for Christ, for the Father. Amen?
Okay.
Now watch this. It says, we abide in the light, not in the darkness.
Amen.
We don't abide in the lie and falsehood, deceit, and deception.
Amen.
We abide in the truth. And we abide in the faith. We abide in his truth. We abide in his grace and his mercy. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we know that Christ is the commanded blessing of the blessing. Abide in the word of God,
mm-hmm.
and the word of God will bless you.
Amen.
Without the word, you can't get blessed. Without Jesus, you can't get blessed.
Amen?
Amen? So get the word tonight and just receive what God has for you on tonight. Amen? Because it is a blessing from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
He wants you to be blessed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I pray that you receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said when the word go out, it will not fall to the ground, but it will accomplish all that it's set out to do. And Lord, you set it out to bless your people. You said, Lord, bless your people. You said, don't curse your people. You said, bless the people. Lord, we bless the people tonight in the name of Jesus. And may it manifest, Father, as you have commanded to be in the name of Jesus. Amen. To God be the glory. Whatever the word is, there is a blessing. There's power. There's healing. When you speak God's word by faith, then faith begins to be revealed unto you. Amen?
Yes.
The blessing will flow upon you and through you and to others. Amen?
Yes.
Tonight is flowing to you. So just go ahead on, throw your hand up and say, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Matthew 8:8. Let's go there. So Jesus said, speak the word, and the servant will be healed.
Amen.
When you get that, that's what it says. Matthew 8:8, it says, speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Matthew, read out, brother.
Matthew 8:8.
Yes.
The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only.
Now, listen, you might say, Lord, I ain't worthy to come to your house. I ain't worthy to come to the temple or to the church. But let me tell you, You ain't got to go to the church or to the temple. He just come to the word.
That's right.
He say, speak my word. And I'm speaking his word to you tonight. And so you could be healed in your body. I pray tonight that you be healed and delivered and set free from your captives in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, by his stripes you are healed, according to Isaiah 53:5. By his stripes you are healed in Jesus' name. Go ahead and receive your healing, woman of God. Go ahead and go ahead.
You're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com/KASK.
That's why I was waiting on.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Hunter.
We lost you there for a minute.
But I thank God because he said whatever house is going to be found. Ain't nothing going to be missing. Ain't nothing going to be missing in this house with Dr. Hunter. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The glory be the glory. Amen. And,
Amen.
But Jesus, and then I want to go to Matthew, Romans 10:8 say it is the word of faith that we preach. It's the word of faith, so we have to get the word of faith in our vessel. Because when you open your mouth, you release his faith. You release his power when you speak God's word. And God needs somebody to decree and declare his word in the earth in these dark hours, in these dark times, so his people could be healed, be set free, and be delivered. Amen?
Amen.
So he's counting on us, Dr. Hunter. He's counting on us to speak his word to his people. To get the word out. Amen?
Amen.
We are messengers.
Amen. Amen.
Ambassadors. And he's expecting us to do our part. Amen? He's going to do his part,
Amen.
But he's expecting us to do ours.
Amen.
And that's our part.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise to Jesus. Let's go to John 2:7. John 2:7. Praise to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
John 2:7. To God be the glory tonight. Man of God, I'm about there, but I tell you this word here. The enemy don't want this word out, but the devil's alive. The people gonna get what they
right.
need.
Amen.
They're gonna get all what they need.
Amen.
Hey, some more, amen.
Amen.
Okay, it's John 2:7. It says, "Praise to Jesus, thank you, Lord." Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pot with water."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Fill the water pot with water," and they filled them up to the brim.
Amen.
I want to say tonight, when you come to the word, you got to come with faith. Because faith will fill up the water pot. Amen?
Amen.
If your pot empty, if your pot is empty, it don't have to be empty no more. It ain't got to be empty no more. Because the Lord wants you to be filled with his spirit. Amen?
Yeah.
And when you come, you got to come with faith, with expectation to receive from on high in Jesus' name. Amen? Father, I pray tonight that the people come with faith, with expectation to receive on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that they receive all that their heart desire concerning your word tonight as they hear faith in their ears. Fill up their ears tonight, Lord God. Fill up their hearts with your spirit, Father God. Fill up their mind with your spirit tonight, Lord God. Fill their soul up with your spirit, even their emotions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, fill up your people tonight with your faith, with your God kind of faith, with your wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It said, whenever Jesus spoke or commanded a thing, then it manifests in the earth.
Amen.
He told the earth to go fill up the water pot with water. We the earth. We the pot. So we got to get the word in our vessel so we can carry this word near and far so we can speak it to the people. Because the word is everlasting water, and his name is Jesus. Amen. We are the vehicle that he's using in the earth to get the message to the people. Amen. Amen. So praise to Jesus. When Jesus commanded the water to be turned into wine, Jesus said, to them, fill the water pot with water. You have to fill yourself up with the living word, the living water. Amen. Jesus said he is the living water. John 4 and 10. Let's go there. We right next door here. 4 and 10. Let's see what this is saying. It says, Jesus asked her and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and which who it is,
who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
See, your faith has to be in God's word, because it's going to be the word that draws out for you. When she came, the Samaritan woman, Jesus asked her for a drink. When you come to the word, he's going to ask you for a drink too. And what he's asking you for, is his word.
Yeah.
Bring my word to me. Bring my word back to remembrance to me.
Yes,
and then I'll perform my word to you. Amen? Now, she came to him. She came empty. She didn't have no faith to receive what the master was getting ready to give her. He said, you had known who this was that was speaking to you. You would ask me for living water. But see, a lot of people don't know who he is. And so, therefore, their faith can't connect to who, because they don't know who he is, to receive from him. Amen? So your
Amen.
Faith can be connected to the word tonight in order to receive your blessing. Amen? So Jesus has commanded a blessing for you, but the only way you're going to receive it is that you got to receive it by faith. If you don't receive it tonight by faith, that's because you didn't come by with faith. Amen? Amen. Now, John 2 and 8, let's turn back over, right? In the neighborhood, it says, 2 and 8, it says, praise to Jesus. Praise to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
2 and 8, it says, and he said to them, draw out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. Now see, you won't draw out with your faith. Take your faith. Believe God. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe. On the name of Jesus Christ, as the scripture saying that's called to me for righteousness, I'll receive your word tonight, that all of my needs are met according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Father God, that I lack no good thing in my land, in my house, in my finances. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you supply my every need daily, Lord God, that I'm blessed going in and blessed coming out in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are a doer of the word, Father God. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you give me the mind of Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that my mind is sound in the faith in Jesus' name, that my words are sound in the faith in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. See, you have to talk to him like that with his word.
Yeah.
And when you call him like that, prayer, guess what's going to manifest for you? His word. So you call him that thing, be not though it were.
Amen.
The Bible says you call him those things, be not though they were. God called the earth in existence in the beginning. He said, let that be light. You got to call what you want to see. If you ain't seeing nothing, because you ain't calling nothing. You got to call his word, and the word will manifest for you. It will perform for you. That's why he told Jeremiah, let's go to Jeremiah 1. Praise
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to Jeremiah 1 and see what Jeremiah was talking about when God was talking to Jeremiah. Because he was trying to run. He didn't want to take this task, but, hey, he was chosen. Amen. And you are chosen tonight. Amen. You listen to this word tonight, you are chosen. God has commanded a blessing for you. So just go ahead and receive it. Say, Father, I thank you and I receive it in Jesus' name. All that you have for me and my household. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Jeremiah 1. And let's go to number 7. And but the Lord said to me, do not say, I am young, for you shall go and all and who I send you. And whatever I command, that goes to Jesus. There he go again. He commanded a thing, amen. And you shall speak. See, when God commands a thing, that thing got to speak to you. He got to speak what it's been commanded to do. The Bible says the angel of the Lord hearken to the voice of the Lord. Because he had given them a command to do a thing, amen. They got to do what he spoke them to do, amen. On your behalf, amen. And my behalf, amen. It said, praise to you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faith, for I am with you, says the Lord. Now watch this. This is what I want to get to here. Number 9. It says, then the Lord And then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, the word of God got to be in your mouth. It got to be in your heart.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't getting in your heart, and your spirit didn't go flow. The image of life going to flow. And we were talking about tonight, the current, it's going to flow on your behalf. Because when you begin to speak God's word, that word can return to God. Lord, it has to accomplish what it was sent out to do. It has to perform, I think. It has to perform what God said. Amen? And it says, see, I have this day set you over the nation and over the king to root out, to work out. Now, see, you got to root out something with God's word. You take the word and root out. You don't like what's going on in your life, of your family life, or on your job, wherever you may be. Guess what? Take the word of God and begin to whip that thing. I say, I command this spirit, this root of doubt and unbelief. Say, for instance, you got strife in your house. You don't want strife to live there with you no more. You want to have some peace in your house? Well, the Bible says Jesus come to give a life more, but he come to give a life and peace. He's the life giver of peace. And so what you have to do, you have to take God's word, remove the enemy out with God's word. You got to drive him out with God's word. And a lot of times people trying to drive out the enemy and they don't have the word of God in their mouth. The word has to be in your two places. It has to be in your heart and in your mouth. Amen? And it says, to root out, to pull down. Now, listen. Now listen here. The Bible said over in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, it says 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, cast down arguments. And every high thing is trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God's word. You cast down arguments with God's word. And that'd be a good scripture for you with strife trying to come in, because that's an argument. Because strife, I didn't want to do red hell.
Yeah.
So what you got to do, you got to take God's word. He said, Jeremiah 1:10, he said, I had to root out and to pull down.
Yeah.
He said, cast down every argument and every hot thing that tried to exalt itself against the knowledge of God's word. So you know that spirit is not the knowledge of Christ, because Christ's knowledge is peace. And when you speak God's word and you declare that spirit, you command it in the name of Jesus. So I command you, the spirit of strife, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave my house and never come back to this place no more. According to Nahum 1:9, write that down. I'm not going there tonight. And it's Nahum 1:9, and it says, this affliction shall not rise against me a second time, to afflict me, nor press me, nor hurt me no more. And as a matter of fact, this spirit of strife shall not pass through my land no more. That's Nahum 1:15. So you put an end to that spirit.
Amen.
Because you're trying to put it down and cast it down where it shall not rise up against you a second time to afflict you.
Amen.
Because that's what the enemy comes to afflict you.
Yeah.
With infirmities and with strife and contention. Because when you get start fighting contention, it causes sickness and disease to come on your body. And Jesus said he died that we may have life and have more abundance. He said by his strength we are healed.
Yeah.
According to Isaiah 53:5. So you got to know your weapons. You got to know what weapon to use in a situation when the circumstance, when the enemy come in like a flood. Because the Bible said when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord would raise up a standard against him. The standard is his word.
That's right.
You got to have the word in your belly so you can be blessed.
Amen.
And the enemy can't come in the wall and plunder you.
Right.
See, because God has commanded a blessing on your life tonight. But when he bless you, you got to guard what he bless you with. Amen?
Amen.
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 So therefore, to God be the glory. I'm just going to say a few more things, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Dolores, because I know time is running, but I just want to be to encourage you tonight. The second, let's go to second John 2:8. John 2:8. Man of God, read that out for me. Praise you, Jesus, because we're drawing out what I'll say tonight. And we need and when we leave the radio station, don't stop drawing with your faith. Keep going to the word. Keep meditating on this word day and night. And watch God move. Watch the clouds fill up. Watch the glory of God begin to shine, pull down off on you on what we're talking about tonight. John 2:8. Read it, man of God.
And he said unto them, draw out now and dare until the governor of the feast. And they drew it.
You know what? John 2:8. 8 represents the new beginning. Tonight is your new beginning. Why did that scripture fall on number 8? Why could it be on number 7, number 6? But it's telling you when he draw out, that means when you begin to draw, because the Bible said, why a man draw, that means that's a new beginning,
yeah.
A new day. for you. Amen. If you receive it, amen. Say amen.
Amen.
And say, and eight, represents new beginning. If you are tired of your old life and what's going on in your old life tonight, it's a new beginning for you. To give your life to Jesus, who can give you a whole new life in him. You do not have to stay where you are. You can use your faith in God's word and draw out what you need in this new life. Amen?
Amen.
And Job 22 and 21 and 30, man, go and get in and read it. Job 22, 21 and 30, while he's getting that, it says, Job 22 and 30 said, our hands have to be clean, and we do that by confessing our sins before our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
That was the last thing that 30 said, Job 22 and 30 said. We have to confess our sin. Your hands have to be clean. You can't done dirt and not confess your sin to God, because the only way you're going to receive, you got to have a pure heart and a clean hand. You have to, your heart has to be purified by faith. Faith purifies your heart. And when your hands are clean, when you ask God to forgive you of your sins, according to 1 John 1 and 9, when you confess your sins, then he said he would give you that thing that you desire of him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise your Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want you to meditate on that one for sure, Job 22, 21, and 30. Because 30 is the key. Our hands have to be clean. Who could ascend to the holy hill? Those that have not lived today, those that have either, those that have clean hands and a pure heart.
Amen.
So faith purifies your heart. That's why he said believe it by faith. So faith going to purify everything that's not like God in your life. And it's going to separate the darkness from you so you can receive your blessing. And when the blessing comes, the enemy can't steal it. Amen. Because the blessing of God, what he bless you with. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus in my life every day to God what he's given me. And the only way he can do that, I have to believe him by faith to receive what he's given me. Amen. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now it is our time to come to the well of life and draw some living water out. John 4:14. Come to Jesus, and he will give you living water. He will give you a drink of everlasting life. John 7:73-38. I don't have no time more because the man of God is getting ready to come up in a few minutes, and he's going to speak. All you need tonight is your faith to buy you whatever you need from the Lord. He will give it up to you. And you and when you come, just ask on your faith. Ask the Father according to his word. Jesus is the word of God. He is the one with the Father. He is one with the Father. You find out what God's word say about your situation and take that word to him in prayer.
Amen.
And your key tonight is Philippians 4 and 6. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication, let your request be made to God, and he will give you the peace of God will pass all understanding with God in your heart.
Amen.
So, because when you got peace, the enemy can't steal.
Amen.
So be blessed tonight. Keep your peace. Jesus is your peace giver. He's the blesser. He commanded peace for you tonight. To God be the glory. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord for those words tonight. We just thank God for Sister Bridget. Mr. Bridget, we thank God for her tonight.
Amen.
Because she has truly blessed our heart tonight with the word of God and have enlightened us on so many things. So we give God the glory for that, because in a lot of countries, some of them can't even speak of the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They can't speak of the name of Jesus. They'll be persecuted and killed, put in jail, put in prison for just speaking the name of Jesus. So we thank God for this freedom tonight. We thank God for anyone who wants to come to the true knowledge of God, to take a drink tonight, come and buy without money.
Yes.
So we just give God the glory for that. We thank God for it. If there's anybody who needs prayer, we encourage you to ask, to do so.
If anybody wants to spout on the word tonight,
anybody has a word that they want to speak or share with us, a testimony, anything that you have heard tonight, if you want to expand on that, you're welcome to do so. Anybody have a question? Anybody have a question? We'll speak it to who hung and thirsted after the Lord.
Amen.
His truth and his righteousness. We'll speak in anyone who's ready to come, who want to taste and see that he is good.
Amen.
You know, we just want to give God the glory for that tonight. If there's anyone, we're asking you to come forth
We want to be able to share this bread with everybody who wants it. Everybody. Anybody who want to share this bread, you're welcome to share it.
Yeah.
We're willing to give it. I tell you, we just want to give it to you. We want to share. You don't have to buy it. That's no choice. Just come and drink. Come and drink and eat. But like I said, we want to thank God tonight for the word, because it's truly opening blind eyes.
Yes.
We just pray that blind eyes be opened. People need to be healed, delivered, and set free from the bondage that they are under. Our people are perishing for a lack of knowledge.
Oh, yes.
And people need knowledge to know how to fight. Put on your armor. You want to be able to put on your armor and fight. A lot of people use a lot of words that are unnecessary. But if you put on this armor, you can fight, and your battles are guaranteed to be won. But if you go out and try to do it on your own with those swearing words and worldly words, things are not going to happen for you. But if you put on the armor of God, your battle is sure to be won. Sure to be won. I tell you, sure to be won. I've tried it and I've seen. God had me, even on my job, I had a battle to fight and didn't realize that God was sending me. I asked God, I said, Lord, why did you send me in this place? He said, I send you as a sheep among wolves, because there are some people that need to be prayed for and prayed with. And there are some people I want you to pray for. So I began to pray for those people. And God just kept at me. He said, I want you to pray for them. You pray for them, I'm going to do the work. And I began to pray for the people, and God began to do the work. So a lot of times when you put on the armor of God, when you stay focused, when you stay focused and doing God's will, your battle is already won. And a lot of people go through troubles for no reason at all besides that they have lack of knowledge. You don't have the whole armor of God on. When you put on that armor of God, your battle is sure to be won. I can attest to that. Your battle is sure to be won. So we give God the glory for that tonight. We thank God. All that are listening, we hope that you get something that you can take back with you. Put on that armor of God, that your battles are sure to be won. You don't want to go to the battle without your weapon, because if you do, you might get killed. So take the armor of God with you wherever you go. Put on that armor. And God will fight your battle for you. He'll show you how to fight it.
Amen.
We praise God tonight. I'm telling you, if you haven't praised Him, praise Him, praise Him like you have never praised Him before. Because God is truly a good God, and He will definitely do what He said He'll do. His words, whatever He commands, His words. If you speak His words, He watch over them to perform.
Amen.
And His words will do what they say. What He said it'll do. It will take action. I promise you. Well, we're going to turn you over to Brother Kevin. Kevin has a word from the Lord. He's going to bless us again tonight.
Yes.
We just give God the glory for these men and women of God. You know, it's such a blessing that they are so committed and willing to come out, because they don't have to do this. They don't have to do this. It's people out there that keep the word to themselves. They'll never share a word with you because they think it's just for them and their household. But we're here. We want to share what we have with you so your household can be blessed.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Your household can be blessed as well. We don't keep it to ourselves. So that's why we're calling out to you, asking you, is anybody need prayer? And just speaking God's word, because we don't want nobody to be ignorant. We want you to have everything you need in Christ, especially His word, that you may take it back. You may have words on your lips so you can share the bread with somebody else who's starving and who's hungry, who's about to die, what have you, commit suicide. We don't want nobody hurt and in harm. We just ask tonight that if anybody has a word or they need prayer, please do so. You know, just let us know. Hello? We're going to let Evangelist Allen give us the word here. He's just going to keep feeding our spirit. We're just so glad. We thank God for it. And like I said, we hope that you are taking this word into heart. And try it by faith. It works. I'm telling you.
whatever that's in their throat, you got to get out of there in the name of
Jesus.
Amen. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. We speak healing in his body right there in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that we're helpers of one another. And we have been given gifts of discerning spirits, some with the laying on of hands, some with the prophecy, some with all manner of visions and interpreting of dreams. We have been given all manner of blessings from the Lord. As
Amen.
I come to you today, once again, I just want to thank the Lord again for allowing us this opportunity on this side of life to bring the Word of God to you, to encourage you in the Word of God. That's not a philosophy that we're giving you according to the world, but we're giving you the Word of God. God himself has given us his Word, and he said that not one tittle of this Word would fail. When you apply your will to do the will of God, when you apply your heart to the will of God, when you apply your mind to do the will of God, when you apply your strength to do the will of God, when you apply your faith in the actions of producing the will of God in your life, not one tittle of this word would fail. A lot of times you may be wondering what you're able to do in Christ. A lot of people seem to think that they can only do so much. That's because they've been listening to a worldly philosophy, but the Bible, and I'm going to be talking about this word today, Philippians 4 and 13. I'm going to stay on this word right here with Hebrews 11 and 1. A lot of you seem to think that God that Abraham, Isaac, Sister Dolores, Sister Bridget, and myself can only do so much.
Amen.
But I want you to understand some things. The Bible is right, and God can do anything. The Bible, if you go to the Word of God in Philippians 4, verse number 13, the Word of God is saying, this is your inheritance in Christ.
Amen.
It says that I can do all things
Amen.
Through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen.
Just ponder on that again. Ponder on being able to accomplish things that you never tried to accomplish before. Ponder on being healed in situations that you think that the doctor was going to cut you wide open, that you can't be healed before. You can be healed without an incision marked upon you. You may have an aneurysm in your brain. The doctor may be saying, we're going to have to take half of your face off, and you're going to have a permanent scar up there. They may tell you you have cancer, and that it's going to take some form of radiation to be produced in your body to get rid of it, to kill it. But the Bible is telling us today, if you find it in your word today, you'll find it in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse number 13. And I didn't creep into your house last night and write it.
Amen.
It says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Yes, Lord.
The reason why you're living today is Christ. The reason why you're able to walk, to recognize that today is Friday, is only through Christ, and that's a part of the grace and mercy that he has allocated for the world. Because without grace and mercy, we can't make it. But in permanent your life and pondering your desires that you have, first, it's important that you recognize who God is.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Important that you recognize that when coming to God, he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him and believe that he is who he is. God is who he is, people out there in the radio land. That's why it's important that you recognize that though you may have a withered hand, the Bible is saying, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That means that you have the ability through the faith that's been dealt to you to stretch out that hand and be healed.
Amen.
I mean, look at it for yourself. It says, I can do all things. It's not telling us something. It's got the fourth word is all. It says, I can do all things. Now, just because you don't believe that doesn't mean that you can't do it.
That's right.
Just because you may be walking out in the field and you said, I'm claiming gold, nothing. Just because somebody's walking out there with you and they're not, whatever they're claiming, they don't see it, doesn't mean that it can't happen to you.
That's right.
Because the Bible that I'm reading right now, you need to get it in your own understanding. You need to get it. I'm reading the same thing that's in your Bible. It says, I can do all things. All things. And another verse says, all things are possible to them that what? Believe.
Amen.
The church sometimes has got away from this thing and they want to philosophize.
Yeah,
preach. You don't have to philosophize the Bible.
Amen.
The Bible is who he says he is.
Amen.
The Word
Amen.
Of God. And
That's
he has
right.
given us this here ability right here. Paul has said that he can do all things. I'm saying over here. Sister Bridget is saying, Sister DeLawrence is saying, Sister Coretta is saying, we all saying it. We're saying, Dr. Hunter is saying, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens
us.
All things. Doesn't matter what situation that you find yourself in.
Amen.
You can do all things through Christ. That means in order for you to accomplish these things that you're designed to do, you must do it in Christ.
Amen.
That means
Amen.
That you have to be
saved.
An unbeliever cannot get this here. Because an unbeliever is not built in a relationship with Christ Jesus. That's why we welcome you every time that we're on this radio station. We welcome you into the family.
Amen.
Your family, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Amen.
Amen.
And thousands of testimonies about a woman that cannot swim and saving her child that's been drowned, that fell into the water.
Woo! Preach.
There's been thousands of testimonies where a man that had a wreck and he got threw out of the car and his family
Woo!
Was trapped in the car and he tore the door off and got him out of there. There's been testimonies all over the world about a person being caught up in a wreck just weeks ago. The woman was caught up in a wreck, upside down, and caught up in a seatbelt for 4 days. The husband went to the police saying that she's not at home. Kind of. So they thinking that maybe she just left with another man. But she kept being persistent. She kept being persistent.
All right, man of God.
It's important that you understand that you can do all things through Christ that's strengthening you. The only way that you can't do it is because of your own unbelief.
Amen.
And God is short to accomplish what his word says.
Amen.
When it
Amen.
Says all, that means all. When you
Amen.
Get free, when you
Amen.
Want a job, when you don't want to accomplish saying that my family will be saved, when you want to accomplish my mother is healed, when you don't want to accomplish that I am healed through Christ, that's strengthening.
Amen.
He paid the price on his cross. He says, by his stripes, I am healed.
Woo.
It's important to understand what this word is saying. If you can go to your word, Philippians 4 and 13.
Okay.
I'm still on this verse right here. I
Amen.
Really wanted to get settled into your soul.
Amen.
And I bind
yeah,
the devil
yeah.
that tries to try to hinder this word before it's settled.
Amen.
Because it's yeah, saying, yeah. I can do.
Amen.
You
can
do it. I can do all things.
This may be a
teaching format,
right.
preaching, but it's
uh-huh.
important imperative that you understand when you're invited, when you're a part of, when you're engrafted into the family, that these are your worldly benefits. These are your heavenly benefits that God has for the believer.
Right.
And it's saying that you can do all things through Christ that's sent in you.
Amen.
You want an executive job? You can do all things through Christ that's strengthening you.
Amen.
You want to get your doctorate degree? You can do all things through Christ that's strengthening you.
Amen.
The reason why that you can do it is according to thy faith.
There you go.
Be it so according to thee, according to thy faith.
Amen.
Your faith activates off. And then it makes things start moving. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things. That word again, T-H-I-N-G-S, things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm. So
in order for it to manifest. Because your faith excavates the all.
Mm-hmm.
In the all, the things are manifested.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
You can do this here. Because I didn't, because the Bible says it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No, it's no period inside of this thing. It's just continually. It, look at it. It says, it's not a period of coming in there. It says, I can do all things through Christ and strengthen me.
Amen. That's right.
You can sing a song with this thing. I can do all things through Christ in me. You can get this thing in your heart. You can be exceedingly joyous that you can do all things. That when you're out of job and you leave home and said, I can do all things, you get a joy in that heart. Somebody's gonna hire you today. You know why? Because the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Christ is the one that strengthens you. He's the one that's getting you, and you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna give him the glory.
Amen.
We were built to give him Christ the glory.
Hallelujah.
But he wants you to have the best things.
Amen.
And it's not gonna be grievous for you. If it's grievous for you, then you may not have it. You may not need it. Christ is not going to give you things that's grievous for you to have. He's going to give you something that's going to be a blessing for you, a blessing to you. Why? It's so that he can get the glory. I can do all things through Christ. The only way that you can do things that you're trying to accomplish is through Christ. Now, the world has its own direction, but that's not the way of Christ.
That's right.
Because guess who's getting the glory? Are they really giving God the glory? That's the key right there. Who are they giving their glory to? But the Bible is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. And it's so important that the reason why we're here today is that we're giving God the glory, and we can do all things. Bless God. I pray that you will receive this word, manifest on this word, and that the Lord bless you and keep you. Back into Dr. McCullough.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. I tell you, God is so good. We just give God the glory for that. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We just thank God that when we call, he hears our prayers, those who are in faith. And if you're not, like he said, come to Christ. We're inviting you to come to Christ. We have tasted and seen that all these things are good. So you come to Christ, and you'll find out that what we're saying is true by faith. Faith, you can receive it. We just give God the glory for that. We thank God. And I know sometimes it's the waiting process when we ask God for something. It's the waiting process. Yes. When he don't come right there, we think he's not coming. So some people began to give up. But hold on to your faith.
Amen.
Hold on to your faith. Because what he say he'll do, he'll do it. He's not like man. He's not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
He's not a man that he should lie. So we just thank God for it. We just give God the glory. We're going to ask if anyone has a prayer request. If they do, you let us know. The men and women of God will be glad to pray with you and pray for you as well. We're going to, Brother Wolf is here with us. He's going to give us the word, and we just give God the glory for the men and women that are so willing to share the word with us.
Dr. McClendon.
Yes.
Dr. McClendon.
Yes.
Give us that phone number again.
The phone number?
Yes.
409-998-3801.
Say it again.
409-998-3801. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Amen. We're going to, Brother Wolf is here with us tonight as well, and he's going to feed our spirits. We feast table tonight, and it's, I tell you, it's a great feast, and we're truly, truly enjoying it. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Hunter.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Yes. I just thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for his word, because
Amen.
His word healed and delivered and set free.
Amen.
It was set free everybody that wants to be set free.
Yes, it is.
And I know Jesus came to set free the captives.
Yes, yes.
To heal the oppressed, to heal the downtrodden, and the one who is depressed, and the one who is oppressed.
Amen.
And I know labor has come, you know. We ain't got to be oppressed no more. We ain't got to be stressed out no more. And we could be healed.
Amen.
You know, if we have faith to be healed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
And that's what I want to talk to you a little bit to. And I want to talk to you about faith.
Amen.
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 So I'm praying, Father, right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, give me the strength and power, Father, to teach your word with boldness, with clarity, Father, with understanding, Father. Bless me to teach it upon land, precept upon precept, Father. Give the people out there in the radio word some understanding, some insight. How faith works, how faith heals, how faith delivers and sets free. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I'm depending on you. I'm leaning on you tonight, Father. I'm trusting you.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And now if you have the Bible with you tonight, let's go into the book of Mark. Mark 11 and 22.
Look at that.
Mark 11 and 22.
Say that.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You get your say
amen.
So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God.
Yeah.
What did he say? So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whatever you say to this mountain, be removed, and be cast into the sea, it does not die in your heart. Believe those things he says will be done. He said it will be done if you believe it. He will have whatever he said. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, hallelujah, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Amen.
You shall have them by faith. Today I want to talk to you about the power of faith. The power of faith heals and delivers and sets free.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we're going to be talking about. The power of faith. Now, we got to understand how faith works. Faith is not trusting in yourself.
Come on.
Faith is trusting in God.
Amen.
And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1 and 9, said we have a sinister debt in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves.
No,
we should trust in God.
Amen.
We don't trust in our own man-made wisdom saver. We trust in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
The Bible says trust in the Lord with all your being, not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Other words, don't be in touch with your own wisdom.
Amen.
Amen? And the scripture go on and tell us, he said, the just shall live by faith. What that means is the just to trust in God.
Amen.
No matter what your circumstance is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what your problem is, we shall trust in God. What do you mean that, preacher? Trust in the word of God. Amen. If we don't have the word, we don't have faith. If you don't have the word, you're trusting in yourself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why we have a Savior in his name, Jesus Christ, to put our trust in him. The Bible says, now when faith has came, we are no longer under tutor.
Amen.
The faith came with Jesus Christ.
Right.
Hallelujah. So we're not up under tutor. We're not up under law.
Yeah.
Law is flesh. And when we trust in ourselves, we trust in ourselves, and self is flesh. And God said, no flesh going to be glorified in his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God, we're going to trust
ourselves, we want to trust in him. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live a righteous life, because he's the righteous one. He should live a holy life, a consecrated life. That's the just. Shall live by faith. We the seed of Abraham. We the seed. We shall live by faith. But Abraham is our father.
Yeah.
Amen. What the scriptures say in Hebrews 11:6, he said, without faith, without the word, it is impossible to please God. We cannot please God without faith. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And we cannot be pleased by God without faith.
Amen.
God said he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We have to seek our faith. The Bible says seek him where he might be found.
Mm-hmm.
We don't find God through man.
Amen.
We find God through the word.
Yeah.
Right. That's why seek me where I might be found. He the bread of life. He the bread that comes down from heaven. Talking about his word. Hallelujah. Now he said, Hebrews 11:1, said, now faith is the substance of things you hope for, the evidence of things you cannot see. Hallelujah. What are you hoping for today in the radio land? Amen. Are you hoping for peace, joy, prosperity, house, a car? Hallelujah. Everything that we need is in God's word. That's why I say, now faith
that's
is
right.
You can't make a cake without the substance. Hallelujah. And you can't
on,
be healed without the substance. You
that's
cannot
right.
be prosperous without the substance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People have everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He says, first seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything be added unto you. Healing will be added unto you. But you got to get it by faith. Hallelujah, somebody. And faith is trusted in yourself. Let's go to a scripture over here. In 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, somebody, 16 and 11. 2 Corinthians 16 and 11. Hallelujah. A whole lot of people said that they have faith, Brother Allen.
Yeah.
But they're trusting in themselves. That's not faith. That's self-righteousness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Faith
right.
trusts in God. Faith don't trust in itself. Hallelujah. Look at 2 Corinthians 16 and 11. It says, know that the acts of Asia, first and the last, are indeed written in the book of the kings of Judah and of Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his foot, and his malady was severe. Yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but he seek a physician.
Yep.
He did not seek the Lord, he seek the doctor.
Yeah.
And look what happened to him. So Asa rested with his father. He died in that 41st year of his reign. The fourth, look, in his 39 years, he could have been healed.
Yeah.
But he put his trust in man and not in God. Hallelujah. He trusted in the flesh.
Barbara
wasn't going to Egypt for him. He wanted us to come to him for him. Bless your
that's
name.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look what this brother right here did in Isaiah 38:1. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 38:1. His name is Hezekiah.
Yes.
Isaiah 38:1. Hallelujah, somebody. Look at Isaiah 38:1. Look what God did for this man right here when he humbled himself. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And not being a prophet, the son of Amos went to him and said to him, thus said the Lord, set your house in order, for you will die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his way toward the wall, prayed to the Lord, and said, remember now, O Lord, I pray. I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, go and tell Hezekiah, just the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer, and and I've seen your tears. Till I was your days 15 years.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
All sickness do not lead to death.
Amen.
What we have to do, we have to repent of our sins to be healed.
Amen.
Tell the God of himself before God that he was healed. That's why God said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, and seek his face, God said, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land.
But
what a person do to get healed by faith? You have to turn from his wicked ways. And then that will heal him with salt. I could pray for you all day long, all night long. And send you repent to God, not repent to me.
Amen.
Repent to God. Ain't no healing going to take place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For God,
hallelujah.
I just give grace to them.
Amen.
Grace is whatever you need.
Amen.
Healing. Peace. Joy. Whatever you need. That faith is the substance thing you hope from, the evidence of thing you cannot see. There's somebody out there in radio land tonight. Have affirmations on your body. If you feel feeble, repent.
Yeah.
And God will heal you.
Amen.
And the prayer of the righteous man, very much.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He will pray for you, and then you'll be healed when you repent.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
9:23 said all things. He didn't say some things.
All
things. Yeah. It's possible
right.
If one believes. Go over there to Matthew 9. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Book of Matthew.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, somebody.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, that's Mark 9:23. Mark 9:23 said all things.
Yeah.
He said all things.
Amen.
All things is possible if you believe.
That's right.
If you believe that God raised the dead, you could be healed.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus, Lord, and God raised the dead, hallelujah, somebody, you will be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it. You believe it, you can receive your healing right today.
That's right.
Amen. If you believe it, you can receive it, your healing right today. Matthew 9:27 says, when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe him to do this?" He asked,
"I believe."
Said, "Can he do this?"
That's right.
And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then
yes,
he turned their eyes. Saying according to your faith.
Your faith.
According to your faith.
That's right.
It is that according to the pastor faith. Your father's faith, your daddy's faith, or the doctor's faith. He said according to your faith.
Oh,
yeah. They said, yes, Lord. Then he turned their eyes according to your faith. Let it be done to you. He turned the eyes and the eyes open. Hallelujah. According to their faith.
That's right.
Hallelujah, somebody. It's by faith that these things don't happen for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not because of world knowledge, world wisdom, fleshly wisdom.
Amen.
It's not because of the doctor. It's because of your faith.
That's right.
Our faith got to connect with faith.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And then these healing will start processing. And then we have to believe. The scripture said, Isaiah 53:5, she said, by his stripes, we were healed.
We are here.
We are here.
Thank you, Father, that you're going to be here. When you say government, that means that you ain't.
That's right.
After they said I got pumped, you government drive around the block. Window bar. Yeah. But faith said, by faith, I am here.
Yeah.
I don't care what the doctor say, man. I don't care what it is. Say, I'm going to tell you something. Some people go, man, they condemn their own self. Brother, you went to the doctor today? Yes, I went. What did he say, doctor? I mean, brother? He said that I got cancer. What did he say you got? He said, I got cancer. You go to the doctor, it's a diagnosis.
Yeah.
He diagnosed you with that. Don't go back up talking about you got it. You claim it.
Yeah.
You say you got it, you got it. Hey, I would have say what the word say.
That's right.
That's faith. Say what Isaiah 53 and 5 says. By his faith, I am healed. You see your friend said, Dr. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe what my Father says. I believe what the Word says.
Right.
I am what the Word says.
That's right.
I am the Son of the living God. I am the seed of Abraham.
That's right.
And seed of Abraham believed, and it will count to him for righteousness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what I believe.
Amen.
Go to another scripture, 1 Peter 2 and 22. 1 Peter 2 and 22.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 2 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
2 and 22.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 2 and, let me see, oh, shadow, don't know how to not shadow, but I rebuke you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I rebuke you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Peter. First Peter 2 and 4.
Amen.
Who if therefore our sin in his own body ministry, that we have and died to sin, might live for righteousness by whose stripes you were healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He died for our healing, but he said he died so we can live a righteous life.
Amen.
That's right,
though. A righteous life. He did not supposed to be a sinner, man.
That's right.
But the wages of sin is death. He died so we can live a righteous life, and then we can be healed.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said that to live a righteous life.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what he died for. Mm-hmm. See, when we live a righteous life, we become righteous because he is right.
That's right.
We are the son through righteousness. We're the son of the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we have been born again.
That's right.
We have been, we don't have that corruptible seed no more.
Amen.
We have an uncorruptible seed, and that's the Holy Spirit. That's the seed of God. That's the Word of God, man.
Amen.
And that's the one that we have faith in, the seed, man, to keep our head. Yeah, affliction is going to come upon your body. Many of the Bible says, Psalm 34 and 19, many afflictions are laid upon the righteous, but God shall deliver us out of each and every last one.
Amen.
By faith.
By the way.
So affliction is going to try to come and attach to your body.
Right.
But we have the faith to remove that mountain.
Right.
And remove that mountain when we speak our word. What is the word? By his faith, we are healed.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
What is the word? Galatians 3 and 13. I have been redeemed from the curse pronounced by the law. Hallelujah. The curse, sickness, and disease. Pestilence, all these things right here,
That's not from God.
Amen.
That's from the devil. But these things right here attach themselves to our body when we be disobedient.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And then that's why we have to repent.
Amen.
So that we can be healed. So we get back in the family.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And we know it's in the family, ain't no healing and prosperity.
Amen.
Those sickness and disease, they go.
Amen.
People out around talking about God did it to me. God didn't do that to you.
Amen. That's right.
You did that because of your disobedience.
That's right.
Amen. And that's what I'm afraid of. Sometimes you got to repent.
Amen.
Amen. And he will heal.
Amen.
He will deliver. And he will. Because he comes to set free what? The captivity.
Amen.
Amen. Look at another scripture right here. Luke 8:43. My woman had the flow of blood for 12 years who had spent all her livelihood and could not be healed by any.
Amen.
We got a whole lot of people mad up in the hospital right now, spending all their money, all their livelihood.
My preacher.
They still gonna die broke.
That's right.
Got it from your hand, touched the bottom of his garment, immediately the flow of blood stopped. And he said, who touched me?
Mm-hmm.
Without denying that Peter and those with him said, Pastor, the moment you saw me, and you say, who touched me? But Jesus said, somebody touched me.
Mm-hmm.
Why proceed to Bible calling from me? They made a change.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
And the change was Jesus took his sickness and then healed them.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
Now, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. And declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. It wasn't going to be. It wasn't yesterday. It was immediately.
Immediately.
Right.
Immediately.
Instantly.
Right.
Man.
Just a coffee boy. Instantly.
Oh, Jesus.
And he said to her, daughter, feel good cheer. So faith has made you well. Now, what made her well?
The faith.
It was her faith.
Right.
Well, who she had faith in? Doctor? No. She had a faith in Jesus. She had a faith in Jesus.
Amen.
Brother, who you got your faith in out there in the radio land?
Jesus.
Look, our faith got to be connected to the blessing.
Jesus.
That's see, we got to connect with faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what? I don't follow people. I follow the word.
Yeah.
Amen. I follow the word. Amen. This ain't nothing personal. You know. I'm not about my gender. I'm about God's business. Faith, follow faith.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Faith, follow faith. Faith is faith connect.
That's
right. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah, somebody. So she was declared right because of her faith. And look at Genesis 15:3.
That's good word.
Amen.
Genesis 15:3. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he believed in the Lord. And he accounted it to him for righteousness.
There you go.
For righteousness. It's not what you do to get here. It's what you believe in to get here.
Amen.
You can pay all your tithes.
Mm-hmm.
Spend all your money like that lady did with the issue of blood.
Come on, preacher.
If you got your faith in the preacher, I teach people. I teach people the truth.
Amen.
Don't put your faith in me. Put your faith in the word of God.
That's right.
Don't put your faith in no man. If you put your faith in a man, you'll find a curse. Don't never put your faith in the doctor. Put your faith in Jesus Christ.
Because
he is the healer. He is the deliverer.
Woo-hoo. Hallelujah.
Amen. It's Jesus. It's Jesus Christ. The one who heals and delivers. Look at Romans. The book of Romans 4. I'm not going to give you half the song. I'm going to give you all the bread.
Woo, Jesus.
Amen. What then shall we say? That Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh. For if Abraham was justified by works, if he were made right by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. But what does the scripture say? Now, you know God is inspired by the scripture.
Amen.
It teaches us and corrects us when we are wrong or when we are right.
Amen.
It leads us in the right path.
Amen.
All scripture is inspired by God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if you want to find that, you can find that over there in 2 Timothy 3:16.
Amen. That's right.
But what does the scripture say? Abraham believed in God.
Amen.
And it was counted to him for righteousness.
Right.
Hallelujah, somebody. Abraham believed in God.
Amen.
Even though Abraham did pay tithes to Melchizedek.
That's right. That's right.
That didn't make him right with God.
That's right.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
What made him right with God is
come on.
When he believed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know I'm stepping on some toes. I said, but look here. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Don't say what the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
We are declared right because of our faith, not because of what we do. Praise God. Let's go to another scripture. John 20:24. Hallelujah. I don't want no doubt, brother. I want you to know how faith works when we believe.
Yep. Amen.
John 20:24. Now, Thomas, called a twin, with one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see his hand and print of the nail, and put my into his print of the nail, and put my hand into his side, I would not believe." Old Dow Thomas, we got some in the church. They don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
And after 8 days, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. And Jesus came, the door being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. And do not what? Be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen, yet believe. Ain't nobody ever seen God. But I believe that there is a God. Because he healed and delivered me from my sins." Hallelujah. I know it's God.
Yep.
How did you know faith works if it ain't never did nothing for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I know faith heals and delivers. I know what I used to be. Hallelujah. And I'm not ashamed of what I used to be. Hallelujah. I've
been
healed by the blood of the Lamb and by my testimony.
Come
that
on.
I did not love my life to death.
Yeah.
I died so I might live.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
I
if anybody's going to live out there, you have to die first.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you don't die, you cannot live.
Come on,
if you don't die, you are full of sin. And the wages of sin is death. That's why the Bible says every man must be born again.
Amen.
Born again. What do you mean born again? I've already been born. No, you got to be, like the scripture say, born again.
Yeah,
you've been born, but you got to be born again, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Born again
is
a natural birth to a spiritual birth.
Amen.
Free.
Hallelujah. Everybody was born in sin. That's why we got to be born again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when we are born again, we live by faith.
Well, that's right.
He's a new Christian. He got a new heart, a new mind, a new understanding, and a new way to walk, and a new way to talk. Hallelujah. Because he's been born again. He's been born with faith. Faith. Faith in who? Faith in Jesus Christ. Well, sir, I got faith in God. Well, the only way you're going to get to the Father, you got to go to Jesus.
Amen. The way.
You got to go through Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you come, if we come every other way, we coming as a thief and a robber and a thief and a robber ain't going to get to heaven.
Right. Come on.
You can't go through Buddha or Jehovah Witness and all this right here. You got to go through Jesus. You can believe in God, but you still got to go to Jesus. If you do not accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you died, you're going to hell. If you ain't going to be blessed, then you're going to be cursed. Because you're idol worship. You worship the things of this world. So this is a faith walk.
Amen, that's right.
It ain't a faith talk.
Amen, that's right.
The just shall live by faith. That means that I don't care what my circumstance is, my situation is, what my problem is, what I'm going through, what my hardship might look like, what my bills might look like. Look at the finna turn on my life, but I still got to believe in God. I still got to trust in Him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can't trust in myself. I got to trust in God. Because a judge should live by faith. That don't mean that I got to go out there and rob a bank or something like that. That's not faith. That's not faith. I mean, you know what? Let's be for real about it. I know women out there right now. They don't have faith. They get the lights cut off. They're behind in their rent and stuff like that. And they go prostitute their body to pay their bills. And then they come up with a disease.
Yeah. Lalo.
God can give us our members to prostitute our members. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gave that to a woman to have children and multiply.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. See, that church that they don't have faith. Their faith is in themselves. You see the difference of them?
Right.
It's just like a man, you know, he could desire a new car, a new house, and he go out there and sell dope. And then guess what? He gets busted, he gets in trouble. He goes to jail for 25 years or robbing or stealing or killing somebody.
Yeah.
Because he trusts in himself.
Yeah.
Trusting in yourself is not faith, brother.
Not faith.
That's not faith, brother. That's corruption.
Amen.
And we're going to lead that.
Yeah.
And corruption. Lead to death.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Faith is trusting in God.
Right.
Faith is believing in God.
Amen.
He says seeking where he might be found, brother.
Yeah.
And you find him in the Word. Amen. Isaiah 55 and 6.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. 55. Seek the Lord while he might be found. Call up on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Turn from the way. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord. And you have mercy on him. And to our God, he will abundantly pardon you.
Amen.
Pardon you. Hallelujah. He will set you free. Sit you out of captivity when you forsake your ways and walk in the ways of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible
Amen.
Says 30 and 18. Hallelujah, somebody. 30 and 18. This is what the scripture says. Therefore the Lord will wait that he might be gracious to you. And therefore he will exalt you. That he might have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those. Hallelujah. God waiting on you, brother. You're not waiting on the Lord. God don't need you. You need him.
Amen.
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 Come to the Lord right now. Why it's time. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you out there. Come to God right now. Why it is time.
Amen.
He's waiting on you. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2 Peter 3 and 9, God is not slow about his promise to return. He's been patient. He's waiting on us. Brother, look here. I said he's waiting on us.
Yeah.
So turn from our wicked ways because he's coming back like a thief in the night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to come to him. The goodness of God lead a man heart to repentance. God's been good to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's been good. He's been compassionate with us. He put up with us. Guess what? But time sometimes run out, brother.
Amen.
We got to come to him right now.
Amen.
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 Look at 1 Samuel 12 and 24. 1 Samuel 12 and 24. Praise the Lord.
God
has been good to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth and with all your heart. But consider what great deeds has done for you. Consider. Look at how he delivered you. How he delivered your mother, your brother, your sister. How he delivered you out of bunk. How he delivered you out of jail. God had mercy on you. Hallelujah. He had mercy on me too. He said, now look back over the days. Look back over the years. Amen. How he saved you. You got hit by a car out there. Amen. He saved you. He delivered
you. Thank you.
What did he say? He said, but if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away both you and that king. Whatever you put before God, he said he's going to destroy you and your king. That's an idol.
Yeah.
It could be a crack. It could be cocaine. It could be alcohol, Johnny Walker Red, anything. It might be your car, your house. God can bless you with a car to have, now you don't serve me no more. Amen. But so we got a whole lot of people out there fighting for the fish and loads, you know.
Yeah.
Amen. They don't love God. They love what they get out of.
Yeah.
How they going to prostitute God? It ain't going to work.
Amen.
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 Trying to prostitute
Amen.
God, you want to get a prostitute. Now, look, you cannot prostitute God.
Right.
Amen. God know who is his. There ain't none of his.
Amen.
That's what he said in 2 Timothy 19. He
Amen.
Said, I know who is man and who ain't none of man.
But
he
Go
said,
ahead,
no clue, man. Turn from your wicked ways so you can be healed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right.
So
we don't know when he's going to come back.
Amen.
We must be ready. We must be prepared. Jeremiah 13:15.
Mm-hmm. So
he said, hear and give ear, and do not be proud. For the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he calls darkness, and before your feet stumble on the dark mountain. And while you're
Amen.
Looking for light, he will turn it into the shadow of death
wow.
and make it this darkness. But if you will not hear, my soul will weep and secret for your pride. God resists the proud, but he gets grace to them.
Hallelujah.
God said, if my people who are called by my name, and if you think that you've been called by God's name, brother, who am I saying? You have. But God said, if my people have been called by my name, if they will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, he will hear from heaven and heal your land. God will be blessed coming in and blessed going out.
Man, that's right.
He don't want a poor going in and poor going out. You can have your blessing right here on earth.
Amen.
You can be blessed here, and you can be blessed when you go out. Hell is what you make it, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Hell is what you make it. If you want hell here, you want curses here, guess what? Don't receive Jesus.
Amen.
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 But if you want to have faith, we got to have faith in Jesus.
Amen.
Who therefore has a son has life.
Amen.
And who does not have a son ain't got no life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But to live, we got to die. You die to sin, you live by faith in Jesus Christ. Some people still got Adam on.
Yeah.
Adam is flesh.
Yeah.
Now we got to get to the second Adam.
Amen.
With the spirit. Spirit is life, internal life.
Amen.
But we got preachers today preaching with a fleshly man on, brother.
Yeah.
They still, you got the first Adam and you got the second Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the second Adam.
Yeah.
I ain't the first. I don't
know the second.
I'm the first. Nothing out of. I got eternal life. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
It's time for us to wake up out of our sleep.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The time is near right now than when we first believed. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for Dr. Hunter.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for this radio station.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Going out and you teach the truth through me. Because, Father, it's you that do the teaching. Father, it's the Holy Ghost, it's not me.
That's right.
So, Father, I pray right now, Father, that somebody heard this word.
Yes, Lord.
And repented and got healed right now.
Hallelujah. Receive
Hallelujah.
It in Jesus.
Because the word that we teach and preach is faith.
Amen.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
Father, send the word out, Father, like a Roman servant did, Father. He had a servant, Father, that was paralyzed. And, Father, you said, and he said, Father, you don't have to come to his home, but send the word.
Send your word.
We send the word out tonight, Father, over to that way, ready?
Thank you.
That the church heals. Set free
yes,
and deliver people out of captivity and bondage right now.
Yes, Lord.
Father, it's your word, Father, that heals.
Hallelujah.
Your word is the one that delivered your people, Father.
Yes,
Lord. Because your word is faith. Your word is powerful, Father.
Yes, God.
Everything that we need is in your word.
Thank you, Lord.
You are the antidote. You are the antidote. You are our medicine, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, we just thank you right now, Father, for your word.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Father, that's all we have. If we don't have you, Lord, we don't have nothing. We don't have
nobody.
And we cannot do nothing.
That's right.
But, Father, we just praise you right now.
We praise your
praise
name, Lord.
We thank you. In the name of Jesus,
you,
I pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We praise the Lord for that word tonight. The word has gone on, and we just thank you. This has really been a blessing to us tonight to be fed on the word like this. It's truly good.
Yes,
it was. It's just really a blessing to all of us. And as the man of God says, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We just thank God for these words tonight because he's enlightened our minds and open, and God has opened our eyes to the words that he's spoken to us tonight. And as he was saying, whatever you need, you come to Christ, you'll be able to receive. That's why we see so many people on drugs and alcohol and so forth and so on, because they have forgotten God. They have forgotten God. They have out of their life, they've gone around, and if we look back on our life and see what God has done for us and has delivered many of us out of so many different things, we can begin to praise him and just give him the glory, because a lot of us have gone through, and if you haven't gone through, my grandmother used to say, living.
Yes.
Just keep living, because you will go through something, and if you're connected with saints of God, the prayer warriors, the intercessors, those who are carrying the truth, that are anointed to carry the truth, and hear me when I said anointed to carry the truth, those who speak the truth, you know, because we have a lot of teachers and preachers out there. The Bible said be aware of false prophets.
Yes.
We have a lot of them out there that are telling people things that are not true.
Right. That's right.
This is the truth, and it comes from the Bible. It
right.
comes from the word of God. So you can listen to it. You can feast on it. You can go back and read it for yourself. And if your eyes are not open to it, ask God to open your eyes.
Yes.
Just pray to him and
Amen.
Ask him, you don't understand. I've been there.
Yes.
God, I don't understand what the word is saying. Speak to my heart, Lord. Open my eyes, you know. God is ready to open blind eyes.
Right.
So just ask you to receive the word. If you don't understand, just ask God, pray and ask him, and he will do it.
Amen.
Is there anybody out there that have a word, need prayer? We have the men and women of God here who are ready to pray for you, that you may receive the word of God, that your eyes may be open. We just thank God because God has enlightened us. He has opened our eyes, and that's why we are here and we are able to share with you. A lot of people have gone through things, and like the man of God said, a lot of people have gone through things, and I'm a witness to it. God has sent me to people, and they had counsel, and some received. And some didn't. Those that received are still living.
That's right.
And those that didn't receive, they're dead.
That's right.
That's it.
You know? So I've witnessed that. God has sent me out to people, even in my own family.
Amen.
You know, and they still living, praise God.
Praise you, Jesus.
And because by faith.
Man.
They believe. And we just give God the glory for that.
Yeah.
We give God the glory for that because it's all his doing.
Amen.
It's all his doing. But by faith, if you believe, he'll do it. He'll do it.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I have a prayer request.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay,
hello?
Dr. Herb.
Okay. The prayer request is for those who are at the well tonight, blessing the people, I ask this prayer for the continents and the around the world, that they'll come to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we in America, 50 states, will bow down to the word of God, and that revival will start in our hearts.
Amen.
Or we can tell others about, come to the well and get a fresh drink.
Amen.
Also, that Monday at 7:31, 2014, my daughter, Tammy Hunter, brought forth a 7-pound, 4-ounce boy, who's the father of Chauncey Christy Hunter. I pray for him, the life to belong, not only him, but many others. As I watch the news, I watch it where some lady child had been put in the dumpster. Blessed and born. And I just said, Lord, we got to reach the unreached and tell the unknown. The more we believe God and trust God, the more we can see what God is doing. So, Bridget, would you pray that prayer, Bridget? Is she still available, Bridget?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Okay, would you pray that request? We're going around the world, so everybody's here, and it's 11 years. I just checked the record a few minutes ago. We got 950 people still listening, so we want to keep on listening. But I will say this, if you would pray the prayer, that was my request from the bottom of my heart.
Yes.
That my house be in order. Amen?
Amen. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, Lord, thanking you for what our ears have heard and our heart has believed on faith in Jesus' name to receive tonight. We thank you, Lord, for pouring out on us and in us and up on us. Father, we just give you all the praise and all the glory, Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus, for you are truly the Father of glory. Thank you for your glory being revealed to us tonight, Lord God. Thank you for opening our mouth and filling it with laughter and with praise and thanksgiving, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for letting us take see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Father, for running over and following the blessing upon our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, can't nobody do us like you. So, Father, for that, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for these men and women of God that's speaking your word, Lord God, your true word, your real word, Lord God, to your people, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that they had the heart to believe, to receive by faith what they heard tonight, Lord God, and that they are blessed too, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for Dr. Hunter tonight, Lord God. Thank you for his family, Lord God, and for his daughter, Lord God, for the baby, Lord God, that was born, Lord God, on this year. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray, Lord God, that our revival will break out all around the world, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you move like, Lord God, that only you can move in the name of Jesus. Lord, move in an unusual way so that people know that it is God. Father, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that revival will break out in the night watch, Lord God, when they go to sleep, Lord God, that it will break out in their spirit, Father God. And, Lord God, that you will set it on fire for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, that that you will pour out rain, Lord God, a bountiful blessing of rain, Lord God. Let it begin to fall fresh upon the hearts and the minds of people, Lord God. Lord, revive us according to your word, because it's the word to revive the hearts and the minds of the people in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we need you right now. You say, call upon the name of the Lord, and you say, whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Tell your people, Lord God, as you revive them, Father God. Revive, Lord God. Lord God, even the children, Lord God, the children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Turn the children's heart back to the Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing, Lord God, in the lives of the hearts and the minds of your people. Thank you for causing people's heart to be holy, searching for your righteousness, Lord God, so they too can be filled with your spirit in these last days, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. Move like you want to move. Touch like you want to touch. Heal like you want to heal, Father God. Sanctify the hearts and the minds of the people, Lord God, as you revive. Set up heart for your glory, for your youth. All for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Raise up prophets and watchmen on the wall. Raise up prayer warriors, intercessors on the wall to pick up Dr. Hunter, Lord God, and the radio stations and the ministers, Lord God, that minister on the radio, that preach your word, that teach your word with truth and with revelation, Lord God. Raise up, Lord God, that we pray in the direction of the Holy Ghost and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is my chief
keep intercessing, and let them not come down from their place of assignment to their assignment completed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that they would pray for the revival to break out all over the world. And, Lord, in Houston, Texas, remember Houston, Texas, Lord God, the people that's here, Lord God, Father God, that need a word from on high. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to move like you want to move. And those that are hearing tonight on the radio air, Lord God, and the radio land, Lord, these women that's on the line, Lord God, they crying out to you, saying, Lord, have mercy. Give me some more of you, Lord. Lord, you said if they were hungry and thirsty, you said you would not turn nobody aside. You would give them what they asked for because they asked for it in faith in Jesus' name. Saturate the hearts and the minds of the people tonight, Lord God. Oh, in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus, be glorified, Lord. Be glorified in this. Get all the glory out of this, Lord God, because we know that you're calling. You're doing a gathering. Gathering, Lord. Let there be anointed up gathering of your people, Lord God. Those that you are calling for this assignment. Those that you are calling from the north to the east, the west and the south. Oh, we command the devil to give them up. Give them up and loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, we command that our children to be loose and set free in the name of Jesus for the captives of their captives. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now that you're doing a great work in our lives. Thank you, Lord God, that you're moving us out and forward to do the things that you have called us to do and that you have ordained us to do in these last days in the name of Jesus. Lord, no, you said in your word that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper and no evil shall befall and no terror nor disaster coming out of the wedding place because we're in the place of God. You say, Lord, we're in the place of the Lord because we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God and therefore no evil shall touch our life. No witchcraft, no sorcery shall touch the people life because you are with us and you say you're more able. Lord, you say it's more with us than it is with them in the name of Jesus. So have your way tonight, Lord God. Oh, Lord, remember the vibe. Lord, let it break out in the home, in the highways, in the byways, so people listen to this word, Lord God, that went out tonight over the airway. Lord, because we know that it's going to cover them for what they're trying to do. We just wait for the report. We wait for the report, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the report right now in the name of Jesus for what you're doing in the life of your people. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Oh, Lord, oh, Father. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for the fire. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Sunday, are you there?
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank
you,
Lord.
You got a prayer request? You got a prayer request?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, Dr. Hunter. Yes, thank you, sir, for the acknowledgement. And I just praise the Lord for this word tonight. It's such an eye-opening and renewing word, a reviving word. And my prayer request is for the body of Christ that we walk in the newness of life, that our eyes be enlightened, that we awakened up at this hour. To move with the things of God and not be burdened down and held back by the things of the world. You know, the things that we go through sometimes seem to try to dominate our lives. And just that prayer that we are able to be strengthened, that the Lord strengthen us to go through these things of life, the calamities of life, when people disappoint us, when situations, circumstances disappoint us, to continue to keep our eyes on the Lord, to continue to keep our focus on things above and not on things of this earth that are continually pulling us and distracting us from where our eyes need to be.
Amen.
That's my prayer request.
Well, woman of God, you hit it on the nail, because that's what we were talking about before the service started tonight on the radio land. We were talking about keeping our focus, looking up to Jesus, the author, finisher of our faith. And so, Father, for that, Lord, we say thank you, because we know that your word went out, and it accomplished what it is set out to do.
Absolutely.
Lord, she covered it in the spirit, and she brought it back to us, Lord, but we know that you heard us. We give you praise tonight,
yes.
Father, for what we've been doing in this place, in the name of Jesus. Father,
amen.
I thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord God, I bring these prayer requests to you in prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you, because the woman of God asked, Lord God, to prepare that you were strengthened the body and believe in Christ, Father God, that we be on one accord and one spirit, having one mind, one faith, one Lord, one Father who fills us all in all, one baptism of the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be no division in the body, but let there be a oneness in the spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, that we have the mind of Christ, because when we have the mind of Christ, we'll be all on one accord, having the same thing, all in common in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, let there be no friction, no confusion in the body of believers of Christ in Jesus' mighty name, but let there be peace, because, Lord, you're not the author of confusion, but you're the author of peace in the name of Jesus. Let your peace go out and flow out to the spirits and the hearts and the minds and the souls and the body of your people, Lord God. Gird us up with your truth and righteousness, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that the body of Christ begin to stand up as soldiers, Lord God, as warriors, and begin to decree and declare your word and truth and righteousness. And they will not back down, they will not take down, but they will stand in faith, and they will speak the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank and I give you praise. May it manifest in the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, Father God, that you begin to move out on the lives of the hearts and the minds of the people, Lord God, that's calling on the name of Jesus, but they don't know you right now, Lord, as others do. But Lord, I pray that you even enlighten their understanding, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, as they hear this word, Lord God. Lord, let them know, Lord God, that you said you don't respect the person, but you respect the faith. So, Father, receive that faith tonight, and Lord, begin to move on their hearts and begin to encourage them. Father God, send your angels to carry the grace and stuff on their lives now in the name of Jesus. Because we know grace has been preached tonight. Faith has been preached tonight, Lord God. So, Lord, let them begin to position the way they have never known. And, Father, I thank you for the woman of God that was on the airway, because she said, Father, help us to keep our focus on you tonight. Help us not to be wavered and be distracted by many things or the cares of this world, because cares come to rob us of our faith. And faith, when we don't have faith, and then our distractions, when distractions come, they move us from looking at you, Lord, and putting our eyes on things that we shouldn't be looking at. But help us to keep our focus on you so we can receive the end reward of our faith in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, let our eyes be attentive. Let our eyes be attentive to your word, Father, day and night. Father, help us, Lord God, to get busier than we ever been, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we rebuke the spirit of slothfulness and laziness and every spirit that's trying to come and try to cause distractions for us going and doing the great work that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because you said when distraction comes, it robs of our focus. And devil, in the name of Jesus, I serve no one on you. We will not be robbed of our focus. We will give attention and wholehearted to the word of God, and we will meditate on your word, Father, day and night. Lord, if you have to get us up more and more at the night while we begin to pray and to seek your word like never before, help us to do that, Father. Help us to do whatever we need to do to get in the place where you have us to be, want us to be, Father, in these days and this hour, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank and we give you praise for us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, while we were praying, there was a phone call. I've been praying for a man. They asked me to pray for him. His lungs collapsed, and they counted him as dead. But I just got an email from them saying he's breathing on his own right now, 35%. So I give God the glory. I give God the praise. I adore him. I thank him. He's answered the prayers of the righteous.
Hallelujah.
And all of us. Hallelujah. To those that will come and drink, come and drink freely. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You don't know how this makes me feel when somebody, while we're on the air, somebody texts me and says he's breathing by 35%.
Hallelujah.
See, the devil's a liar. The devil can't do nothing. All we got to do is keep our trust in God. All we got to do is believe what God says. God said, I am God, and besides me, there is none other. I am the beginning from the end. I am God. I am you. I am Jehovah. I am Jehovah. I am. And I praise him. I love him. I thank him.
Hallelujah.
I want us to pray for Dr. Lee, Dr. And the sister that's Dr. McClendon. I want the man who was up at the first part of the hour, I want him to pray for her. Amen. Is he still on the line with us?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he's still alive. You want to pray for what?
I want to pray for you.
Oh.
And especially in Dr. Rapid Jones.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the
Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm pulling up all right now.
Amen.
Going over it all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to ask you to lay hands on it also.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to pray right
hands
now.
Hands on it also. To the whole. The whole. The whole committed brutal.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Dr. McCullough right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for her servitude, Father, of her heart, her mind, her willingness, Father, to say yes, Lord, to your will. Father, continue to keep her focused, Father, and Father, continue to bless her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless this ministry that the Lord has given her, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you for it right now. We do bind the devil right now that tries to come up against her. And we loose the angel that's encamped about her right now in the name of Jesus, Father. That this angel will be performed according to what God has already predestined this angel to perform. And, Father, continue to talk to her, Father. Lead her, Father. Show her things that she must see, Father. And, Lord, let her walk therein too. In the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we give you the glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name.
Amen.
Amen.
I just can't wait till we all get together.
Yeah.
We're together in spirit, but man, when we all come together like we are now, I mean, the Holy Spirit just began to move and make you want to run and shout.
That's right.
It just make you want to keep on running. You know what I'm saying? You feel so good. Your spirit is just laughing. You know? It just feels so good. I just give God the glory for tonight. We have truly been fed tonight. We have been blessed. And I tell you what, anybody that's on the radio tonight, if you didn't receive something tonight, I don't know. I'm telling you, because I tried to take all that they in that they were given, all the bread I could get, you know, and it's just truly a blessing. But I do hope that someone out there got something that they can meditate on, because I tell you what, we're definitely meditating here. The Word of God, the anointing is truly in the house. The Word of God is truly here. We give God the glory. We want you to come and stuff. We want you to come and feast with us and enjoy, you know, because it's truly a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Anyone out there have anything to say, a prayer request or anything?
Yes, I just want to thank God for the word tonight that came forward. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Dr. Hunter, I want to say I got a praise report. On the last week, I had got a call from my son, and said, "Mama," he said, "I need you to come get me." He said, "Please come get me, Mama." He was down in Houston, Texas, and me and my husband, the Lord prepared a way for us to go to get him. And he don't ever bother, but just cried. I heard him crying for help, and I went. And the Lord said, "Go get him and bring him home." And so we went and got him and brought him home. And so when he got here, the Lord told me, he said, "What it is?" He said, "I had you to go get him to bring him to the household of faith, because wherever the household of faith is, there's safety. There's safety and divine protection for your life." And so I was sleeping. The Lord woke me up. He said, "It's just like in Egypt." He said, "When Moses, he told Moses, put the blood on the doorpost," and he said, "Everybody come in." That he called to come in. He said that was safety and there was going to be protection, and the death angel was going to pass by. So the death angel couldn't come to my house because Christ is here. And, I mean, you know, he had hit out on his life. They were looking to kill him,
But they couldn't get him because he's hidden in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. And so I give God all the praise and all the glory. And just within this short time that he's been here, in a week or 2 days, the Lord blessing him with a nice apartment and furniture and income and everything else within this short days. I tell you, when God do a thing, he do a thing. Amen?
Yes,
and I just wanted to share my testimony of how good God is. That's who he say he is, and he can do what he say he can do. All we got to do is trust. Let me tell you something, man and women of God out there on radio land. Keep praying for your children. Keep asking God and bring the prayer request back to them. Don't keep asking for the same thing over and over because that's repetition. Let's go on and say, thank you, Lord, for saving my children. Thank you, Father, for giving them life and more abundance. Thank you for drawing them back to yourself. Because he said when you train up a child in the way it should go, when they get older, he won't depart. Now, they depart, they will come back. All you got to do is bring the reminder back to God what his word says. So, therefore, they'll come back. So I just want to give God all the praise and all the glory what he's doing in my household. Because truly God is moving on his word, and he's performing his word as he said he's going to do. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because it is, without Jehovah, this would have never been. So I give God all the praise, and he got his peace, he got his joy, he's warm, he's comfortable, and I just give God all the praise for what he's doing. He's not doing the man has calling on his
life.
Thank the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. He's going
to
preach.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Truly a blessing. I tell you, we have had a wonderful night.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We have had a wonderful night. I just wish everybody could hear this. I wish everybody had their radios on. I really do. I wish everybody had their radio. I wish it was so because it's so needed. People need faith. People are falling by the wayside, and people need to have faith. People need to be encouraged. They need to know that, hey, there's a God that heals, delivers, and set free. You don't have to be in bondage. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care how they say it, what they do. You don't have to be in bondage. You do not have to be. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's just truly a blessing tonight. And I just pray the Lord that his word go forth, you know, even more the true word. That's what God is looking for, the true word. People have words in their mouth, but it don't matter to a hill of beans.
Right.
People are still starving. They're going in the church, they're starving, they're going in hungry and coming out starving to death, just passing out, almost fainting because they don't know what to do, where to go. And a lot of people are up under the wrong ministry.
Amen.
You got to pray and ask God, Lord, where should I be that you may receive the glory?
Amen.
Because God want to get the glory out of our lives. And so we need to pray and we need to talk to God and find out what we need to be. Because, you know, so many people are in the churches and they're not receiving anything. They're going on about their business. And the shepherd is running. Leaving them.
Leaving them.
And
amen.
The Bible said that the holler, they'll run off and leave you. They'll run off and leave you. And that's what's happening to the people. They're getting these people's money, and the people are not getting the true word. And that's why their children, their families are going through things, the generational curses. They're not telling them these things. They're telling them about the money part and the tithes, but they're not telling them how to break the curse.
Amen. I'm tired of your children suffering.
Yeah.
The children are suffering. Go tell them that children are suffering. Stop cursing them. Stop cursing them and break that. Somebody got to break the generational curse so you can have joy and love and happiness, all that in your life. So let's get back to where God's word begins. Let's get back to our first love. Amen.
Which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go back to our first love.
Amen.
Let's get back to it.
Well, I want y'all to know something.
Hey,
I want you to know something in the name of Jesus Christ. Because God
has placed on my heart, and I've already received it, because I will be able to have you on the radio that you're talking to somebody while you're telling the truth. They can see you live if they want to, because the time has come.
Amen.
See, I don't like to deal with cowards. If you're a coward, leave me alone.
Amen.
Because I'm going to run from you.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, I run from a coward. A coward will get you in trouble. He'll throw a rock and hide it there. He'll tell a lie and say, I didn't say it.
Amen.
I don't want to run with a coward. I want to run with a bold man, a woman of God.
We're
not afraid of you, Satan. You don't have no power on us. You don't have no power. We have the power in our hands. Jesus gave it to us. We command you to come on. We command you to leave in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 We command you to leave in Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name. Leave.
Amen.
Leave in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, "He's gone." When the legion said, "Well, if we're going to tell you, legion, you can go to the pigs and you can keep running," because God has given us some authority.
Amen.
When you women and men of God speak, if you've spoken tonight, I'm here to tell you, God is ready. He's there for us. He's there for us.
Oh,
the enemy can't do nothing unless we let him to do it. Satan can't touch us because we're covered. And Jesus said, he said this to one of the brothers. He said, I've had all these people with me this whole while. And the disciples said, well, wait a minute, Lord. We got to go buy all this food for these people. We got to go find from the people. Jesus shook his head, and Bible said, wherever is your faith? He said, look amongst you and find out what you have. It's an all to the scriptures. And he said, Jesus said, give what you have to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I say to us tonight, give what we have to Jesus.
Yes,
and they gave the bread and the fish to him. And he lifted up to the Father and said, Father, your word, and his word flowed out through Jesus Christ, fed 5,000 people off of just a few fish and few bread. And everybody, that's called supernatural faith. Supernatural. And that's what we're going to have in these last days. We're going to have to have it. And I say this with you with love and kindness. If you're ready to run the way I'm running, you're ready to say, I ain't looking back. I'm looking forward because I'm going to keep us stuck, fired up, and pressing in. Because the Lord, see, we're not going to let the enemy take over us. Oh, no. We're going to take authority over everywhere, all the way to see, Texas belongs to the Christians. And see, if I may say this, and I'm going to get back to Dr. Little. Somebody says, it's time for the Christian to come out. Who was? Christian was to come out. We came out when we came to Jesus. Come on. We just need to stand more for the truth. Amen. Because the homosexuals come out, the lesbians and the thieves and the robbers, the Christian needs to come out. The Christians are coming out. Okay, Christian, tell them more about Jesus. They don't want to hear that. You got to be very careful. I love you. I love you so much, Doctor. I love you. I love you. Okay, sister. Okay, Doctor. Okay.
Amen. I thank God for tonight. We've truly, truly been blessed tonight. It's just truly been a blessing. I thank God. I mean, we couldn't have been in a better place tonight.
Thank you.
We couldn't have been in a better place in unity tonight. Our spirits are in unity, and we just give God the glory for that. Fellowship and worshiping with the believers, with the true believers, and it's just truly a blessing. I want to give God the glory for tonight. I just pray and ask the Lord to keep us humble and to bless us with all the heavenly blessings that we need to carry on this ministry in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I just give God the glory for it. Is there anyone else that has might want to have something to say? Anybody else? Well, we just thank God tonight, and we're looking forward to what God is. We thank God for what he's done.
Yes.
And we thank him for what he's about to do.
Yes.
Amen. Because what he's about to do is greater than what he's already done. So we give God the glory for that tonight. We thank God for all that he's doing in our lives and in the body of Christ, that we may take his word and share it according to his will and his purpose and do as he has us to do.
Amen.
And walk in the ways that the Lord have us to walk in.
Amen.
That his word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We just want to give God the glory, and we want to go forward.
Thank you.
Each
Thank
and every
you.
One doing God's will.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We still got 10 minutes left.
Increase on your life. Praise Jesus. The favor of God is on our life, and the Lord say, boast in him, and I'm boasting about his favor.
Amen.
And favor is just like a magnet. It'll draw what you need. Favor. And so I just pray that God's favor would come up on your life, because favor is better than silver and gold.
Amen.
You got
Amen.
Favor, you got everything that you need, because Jesus is the favor of God that's up on our life.
Amen.
And I just thank God for his presence. I thank God for the men and women here tonight on the radio land with me to speak God's word to his people. And I'm just so overjoyful, overwhelmed, and just so thankful what God is doing, that he even considered to choose me to speak to his people. I just thank God for that, because it was others that could have very well got on the radio station tonight to speak to God's people. But he handpicked me and chose me before the foundation of the world. I always knew the Lord. I always had me sit in the front of the classroom when I go to church, and I was a little girl, and they would let me play with the other kids in the church. You know, kids would go to church and play. You know, you still got them in church playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would come to the back, and the sisters, the missionary with the little handkerchiefs on their head, and they'd come put me to the front seat, in the front, and tell me to have a seat, and shut your mouth and be quiet and spit your gum out. And I wonder why I always had to sit with them every Sunday morning. I couldn't go sit with the other kids. I couldn't play like other children. I wonder why I was different. Why I got to be always with these older women? You know, why I couldn't be with the children? What's wrong with me? You know, I always thought the enemy always lied and said something was wrong with me. And then when I get to school, they would say, you talk too much. I wonder why my mouth was so big, and they started asking too many questions. But, you know, I just thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
I understand why he gave me a mouth,
yeah.
And I understand why he set me apart. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
To God be the glory. I thank God for the rocket things. They go home with the Lord, because that would be many, many years ago. And I just give God all the praise and all the glory for what he's doing. And I thank God for Dr. Delores and how God has divinely connected us up again.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God for that. Amen.
Amen.
So tonight I just pray that you continue to be blessed in your soul, and you be prospering in all things. And you know, the Bible said that 3 John 1 and 2, he said, I wish you prosper in all things, be in health, even in your soul prosper. So that's my prayer to the saints tonight, and to those that just gave their life to the Lord, because I believe this word went out and it saved tonight. It saved those that were lost. And so I want to welcome you to the family, my brother and my sister. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for tonight. I mean, I'm just excited about what God is doing. And also for all those who believe tonight, we pray that as God increase us, he increase you all too. We want everybody
Amen.
To be nobody to be left out. So we just thank
Amen.
God for that. As God increases us, he will definitely increase you too, if you believe. He don't increase one without increasing the other.
Yeah.
He increases us all when we come into faith and believe that he'll do what he said he'll do. So we pray that for each and every one that's out there. And we're looking forward to the face of God, what God is going to do on the next week. We let him lead and we follow.
Yes.
Amen.
My word is to the ministers, just keep preaching in season and out of season.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Who's that? Say that again, sister. My word is to the ministers that minister tonight to just keep on doing what God wants you to do and keep doing it in season and out of season. Because you are being heard.
Amen.
Amen. Around the world. But can you imagine? Can you imagine from a little place called Texas? They're going from Texas to South America, to Europe, to Alaska, to the Philippines, to the China. I mean, the whole world is hearing it. And all we got to do is keep, I always said it was another boxer. What round do you want to fall in? That was my favorite saying as an ex-boxer. I said, what round do you want to fall in? You just tell the devil what round you want to fall in. And I told the devil, I said, you fall in the first round because Jesus got me.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. Amen. See, we're in a Jesus Christ of 1-on-1 fight. And you got to have somebody on your side. You got to have Jesus on your side.
That's right.
The devil don't love us.
Mm-mm.
The devil don't have no love for us. All they want is to vote. We're going to vote for them, but we ain't going to praise them.
That's
Amen. Stealing people water, stealing people's lights, and doing everything wrong. Liars.
Amen. That's right.
That's what they're doing. They're liars.
Oh,
they're not trying to tell you how to help somebody. See, you got billionaires. We got about 16 billionaires in Texas. I mean, in we don't know how many billionaires are around this in America. But a billionaire says, "Well, I got nine. You get yours." I said, "You juggle. Don't you know that Jesus Christ owns it all?" We are heirs.
Come on.
We don't have a billion. We are heirs. All that you have belongs to him.
Amen. That's right. Thank
Amen. All the gold and silver. All the wood. All the mountains. This, it belongs to us. So I'm an heir. You can't call me a beast. I'm an heir.
I'm
an heir. Through Jesus. Jesus Christ, who paid the price. He paid a price.
Amen.
A price. Back in the old city, they said, I stood on. What that song they said in the days old, I stood on the mouth, I stood on the side, and I had to watch those what? Ships go what? So, sailing by. Amen. Amen. Right. So we got to see God's word sell, not by us or to us, because God wants us in this hour. And for such a time as this, God has left us here to lift us up. Some of y'all, I'm just on the line of praying. God had me to call this lady. And she immediately agreed. I said, I ain't never had a woman agree that soon. I said, okay, Lord, that's what I'm calling, the faith walkers. People that can't walk, a lady I met living, I just say this much, she's come from Texas, going all the way to New Jersey. And called me when I'm on the air. I prayed with her. I obeyed God said. See, if you do what God say, brother men, God's going to make a way for you.
Amen.
Because he's all we have. He's all we got.
Amen.
And you know what
Amen.
My words are? The last words I have out of this radio program, I love you.
I love
you. I love you.
Amen.
I love you.
I love
you.
Love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Amen. So until the next time, God bless y'all. And
God bless
you. Go ahead, Dr. McClendon.
God bless you, too.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everybody. Get on.
God bless you. I said, good things.